we should keep it going. And so out of that, we created the CEO Initiative.
And I think that was really the seed. And then the business roundtable with Jamie, you know, really drove things forward a lot.
Yeah, so that was the summer of 2019. And because I had been writing about this, and I should say, Robert, I did not come at this as a crusader. I mean, I've been a journalist since I was 9 years old. I always thought my role in life was more to explain the world than to change the world. I was hearing over the course of the last decade just a very different tone in the voices of the CEOs that I was interviewing. I'm sure you were hearing the same thing in your interviews. It was just a pretty dramatic change in how they thought about.
And now, live and local on WADK FM 101.1 and WADK.com. It's Newport County Interscholastic and Intercollegiate Basketball, presented by Corrigan Financial. Also brought to you by O'Brien's Pub, Gust of White Sotheby's International Realty, West Main Pizza, A1 Roofing and Construction, Midtown Oyster Bar, Clements Marketplace, The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, R&R Construction, Newport Propane, and Salve Regina University. Now, here's Bob Angel.
And we say good evening, everyone, and welcome to Portsmouth High School for high school girls basketball playoff action. And we are featuring in the opening round Portsmouth girls hosting Scituate. An interesting matchup because they've played each other twice. Portsmouth has won both times. First time was very close. Second time, not quite as close. But I don't know, John Dias with me. Portsmouth girls 12-6, number 5 seed. Scituate 4-13, the number 12 seed. Does that mean anything?
Not if it's Scituate. This is one of the schools that's had great basketball backgrounds. They moved up from the smallest division all the way up to Division I. But I was shocked to see that overall record too, as well, just 4-13 in the league. But looking at the scores, I mean, they played Barrington to an 8-point game. They played some teams 8, and you know, both games were Portsmouth, one by 6, one by 12, but it was close going to the fourth quarter. So no, I don't think you know, it's not going to be a cakewalk for the Patriot ladies here tonight. Scituate will be a very fundamentally sound team. Just watching them warm up, they do everything. They've been taught the game very well, watching the layup lines and shooting lines and drills. So look forward to a good game.
Yes, they are working out, both teams, taking the pregame warm-ups. Of course, Risha Pellegrino is the head coach of the Portsmouth girls in this, her fourth year. And the captains are Ava Moore and Olivia Durant. And last year, when they were the number 7 seed, they would lose in the Division I quarterfinals to Juanita Sanchez. And they lost that game in the fourth quarter when they got outscored 23-8. This roster has 6 freshmen. This is a team that won the state middle school championship last year. They've been playing together for a number of years. They finished the regular season with 4 straight wins. And they've got potential from 3-point range. They've got a guard-heavy roster and good team speed. They like the up-tempo style, and they've got good team chemistry. And they've got some really good shooters like Olivia Durant and like the freshman Giselle Mayers. She is a player. On the other side, Scituate, the Spartans, 4-13 in the league, 7-14 overall, led by their head coach James Walters in his second year. But James, unfortunately, and recently got hit by a car and is not that mobile. He's on crutches, but he's letting his assistant, Vivian Burns, act as the head coach and do all the head coaching duties. And she's the one who picked the starting 5. But as Mr. Walters puts it, he and Vivian Burns are like Batman and Robin or peanut butter and jelly.
Well, peanut butter and jelly is a good mix, so yeah. Yeah, I'm sure he did all the game planning, and he'll just let her get up and walk the sidelines, maybe get after the officials a little bit. And I'm sure his input is definitely invested in this team, even tonight.
There's a lot of youth on this team. The captains are Sidney Pagnozzi, who's a junior, and Simona Mancini, who's a senior. They've got three freshmen and four sophomores as part of this roster. They will go as much as 10 players deep. They had two games with Portsmouth, losing 38-32 in January, 48-35 just a few days ago. And starting lineups, apparently, are being introduced.
Yeah. Start a little early, Bob.
So Hannah Erickson has been introduced for Scituate. And now out comes Sidney Pagnozzi, followed by Izzy Schiavone. Here's Giada Achille. And to round it out, Ava Gregory. That's a junior. That's four juniors in the starting lineup and a freshman.
Well, good size overall, not any real tall girls, but all pretty good.
For Portsmouth, on the starting lineup, Giselle Mayers, the freshman. She is good. Here's Annie Hurd, another freshman.
Can't do a game out here without a Hurd.
No, and she's putting up numbers. Next, off the bench, comes number 23, Stella Orr, another freshman. Here's Olivia Durant, one of the captains, a senior. And she'll be joined by the other senior captain, Ava Moore. So those are your starting lineups. Portsmouth girls are in the home white uniforms with the red and blue trim. And the Scituate Spartans are here in their black road uniforms with the white lettering and white trim. Let's take a 60-second timeout, and we'll be right back.
32 years, Corrigan Financial's been serving the needs of families and thriving businesses throughout our Aquidneck Island community. Corrigan Financial has developed a truly comprehensive approach to managing wealth, with a focus on big-picture financial planning, disciplined investment strategies, and sound tax planning. Today, Corrigan Financial has more than 1,000 clients investing over $1 billion in assets. Each client is managed by a team of dedicated tax planning and investment professionals. This is a comprehensive, not fragmented approach to financial decision-making. The staff at Corrigan takes pride in not only serving our community, but also reaching out and actively helping our community. They frequently participate in charitable events, donating their time and talent. Corrigan Financial, proudly assisting more than 50 nonprofit groups annually. And for 32 years, helping families and businesses get from where they are to where they want to be.
And welcome back to Portsmouth High School. To finish off our pregame notes here, for Risha Pellegrino, the Portsmouth head coach, they want to keep them under 40 points as possible and minimize their own turnovers. For the Spartans, they are going to focus on defense and do their best to lock down the shooters. And there are a number of them on the Portsmouth team.
Yeah, just looking at that, the lineup for Portsmouth, four guards, really. Actually, you could consider it five guards because Hurd, I mean, she might be the tallest girl, but she's only a freshman. And, you know, I'm looking for Scituate to probably, you know, hold Portsmouth to one shot on the defensive end, and hopefully they can get out and defend those shooters, and it'll be a close game.
There's a relatively small crowd here to watch this game, and a lot of that crowd is from Scituate. A
lot of blue to your left, Bob. Not too much red and white behind us, but I'm sure they'll filter in as they know the boys' game is next. And so this is going to be a good. I think it's going to be a good battle because I think Scituate is a seasoned team, even though they have a lot of juniors and one freshman. They've been in the playoffs before. A lot of these freshman girls for Portsmouth, even though they were successful last year, haven't been in the playoff game at the varsity level.
The officiating crew is Mike Dakotas and Joelle Tuoni, and we are underway with the Spartans winning the opening tap. As we look on, opposite the scorer's table, the Spartans are going to turn it over on their first possession. It'll be Portsmouth ball, and looks like the Spartans are going to go with a full court press to start this game.
Yeah, a little diamond in one press, and Portsmouth started in a 1-2-2 zone. That was just a careless dribble off the girl's foot.
Pressure in the backcourt. Portsmouth looking and gets around it, puts the ball in the hand of Olivia Durant. Out high, it goes to the right wing. Three-point attempt, in and out. Rebound underneath by Giselle Mayers. And a three. And who threw that up there? I think it was Olivia Durant.
Okay.
Have my head down. Here's a drive by the Spartans, not wasting any time, trying to get down court in a hurry. They throw up a three. That's short. Rebound comes down to Scituate. Second chance. Down low they go. Nice up move. Around and in. Nicely done. Nice Izzy Schiavone.
Yeah, took that rebound, took one dribble to the baseline, banked it in.
3-2 in the early going. Pressure again. Portsmouth breaks it, gets it down, driving, laying up on the left side. It's blocked and out of play. Good block that time by
that Erickson?
A number I don't have. 22.
And Portsmouth in a little 1-2, a 2-2-1 press coming the same way.
There's a travel right there, breaking the pressure, and that was committed by Hannah Erickson.
Second. Yeah, both teams are playing full court pressure and trying to attack, trying to score off the press, not trying to just get the ball over half court.
All right. Portsmouth ball, putting it in the hands of Olivia Durant, senior captain. Right to left they go as we watch from across the scorer's table. Olivia goes into the corner, left side. Ava Moore gives it up. Here's Annie Hurd going down low. Pump fakes, puts it up, and banks it in.
Oh, good strong move. Drove that player right to the baseline, stopped, and put up a little bank shot.
5-2 in the early going. Spartans come down, put up a shot in a hurry, and this is short. Front rim, battle for the rebound, tied up. Alternating possession, and that will go to Portsmouth. And in there, who's really battling for those rebounds, is Izzy Schiavone. Pressure in the backcourt again. Portsmouth with the ball.
Portsmouth, all five players in the backcourt against this press. You might want to get somebody a little closer to the basket.
And there they go, down the court. Pass goes to the opposite side, but there's nobody there.
Well, when you practice your press offense, five on none, you make that pass down the sideline, then you throw the cross court, but there was nobody there.
So the Spartans get it back. A little pressure in the backcourt here by Portsmouth. Midcourt, it's broken. Spartans on the run, not wasting time, trying to get off a quick shot. In the lane, nothing there. They back it off. Right corner, three, no. Rebound, fought for, comes down to the Spartans. They put it back down low. Spinning, turning, block.
Good block by Hurd.
Annie Hurd brings it down herself. Bounce pass goes off one of the Spartans, and that'll be Portsmouth ball underneath their own basket.
Well, good offensive rebound on that missed three, but nice block by Annie Hurd. Molly Hurd.
Putting it in play. Here's Annie driving, putting it up. No good, too strong. Rebound, one and done. Scituate has it. Brings it up court. Sydney Pagnozzi does the honor with the rebound. Ball in the hands right now of Hannah Erickson. Here's a three attempt, and that's good.
That's a long three.
Giada Achille ties it at five. The pressure is consistent. Put on here by Scituate. Here's a drive by Portsmouth to break it. It's Mayers. A jumper from the wing is short. Rebound. Scituate again. Up court it goes. In the hands of Erickson, driving left side, throws it up too strong, and draws contact.
Well, very aggressive Scituate on the offensive end. You can see a seasoned team. They know how to play the game, and obviously they're going to put their best effort forward tonight.
Olivia Durant commits the foul that puts Hannah Erickson on the line to shoot a pair. We're tied at five near the midway point of the opening quarter. First free throw around and in. So Molly Hurd comes on, and Bears will sit down. The freshman and Hannah Erickson, a freshman, on the line for a second free throw. And this one is good. And a 7-5 advantage for the Spartans, applying the backcourt pressure. And getting it down court is Molly Hurd. Double team. Backs it off. They work it around the perimeter. Get it back to Durant. Left of the basket. Nothing there. Gives it up high. That's in the hands of Ava Moore. Back to Durant in the corner. Bounce pass. Doesn't find anybody. They're going to tie it up and have an alternate possession rule, and this one's going to the Scituate Spartans.
Well, good defense by Scituate. They're really getting out on the three-point shooters. Time Molly Heard beat her play of defense to a bounce pass into the middle, and they were there to deflect it and get the tie up.
All right, here come the Spartans. No pressure from Portsmouth. They set up the defense in the forecourt. Pass goes in the corner, left side. Here's a long three that is no good. Rebounds on the floor and will go off Portsmouth. Scituate ball.
That's a long three. That's two that she's taken, made one. But that was the ultimate overload. They had all five players on one half of the court. They have it again.
Scituate with the ball. Handling it is Sydney Pagnozzi, senior captain. Junior captain, excuse me. And the Spartans work it around right side. A turn, a spin, a wild little layup. Is fought for and taken down by Annie Heard. Here comes Portsmouth. Pass in the corner. Nothing there. Doesn't appear for Ava Moore.
Nice bounce pass right there. Nice pass. Nice pass by Ava Moore to a cutting going underneath. I believe that was 23.
Stella Orr.
Nice basketball right there, Bob.
And Stella gets to go to the line to try to make it a three-point play. Here is Gabby Russillo now in for Scituate. Sitting down is Ava Gregory. And on the line, Stella Orr, another freshman here for Portsmouth with one free throw. That is banked in.
Well, the banks are open. They were closed Monday, but they're open today now.
Portsmouth regains a lead of 8-7.
They fall back into a, looks like a 1-3-1 zone.
Scoreboard is incorrect. It says 7-7. Back the other way, the Spartans with it, working around the perimeter, out deep. Looking around, nothing there. Long three is going to be short. Long rebound is going to be taken away by Portsmouth. Up court, bounce pass, finds Ava Moore, and she double dribbled.
Yeah, it looked like she was going to try to make a pass and then changed her mind, and she did double dribble. That's the third turnover for the Patriots so far in this game.
It is 8-7 Portsmouth, 3:12 left, opening period, first round playoff action in Division One. Bounce pass to a high post, down to the baseline, back to the post player, up and in, Izzy Schiavone.
Yeah, good pass to the corner, roll down, two big baskets by Schiavone going inside.
Back with the pressure, Scituate. Ball in the hands of Ava Moore, double team. Almost throws it away and does. Turnover, Portsmouth back the other way. Russillo gives it up. Erickson for three. No. Rebound, Annie Heard. Puts it in the hands of Olivia Durant. Cross the timeline. And a bad pass. And we have a double dribble called against Scituate.
Oh, great anticipation there by Giada. And she just came right out, stole that pass. And when she took her dribble, she took one pause, then dribbled it again. That was too bad. She had a breakaway layup.
Olivia Durant sits down. Giselle Mayers, the freshman, comes back in. She'll work the backcourt with Ava Moore. At midcourt, Portsmouth regains possession. Moore with it. Gets it to Mayers, out deep. Goes to the foul line, crossover dribble, puts it up, around and in.
Wow, that's a freshman right there. A little crossover move, left-handed layup.
10-9 Portsmouth, quick jumper at the other end is good. And that's by Gabby Russillo. And that would be a three.
Wow, Russillo.
Back come the Patriots. And a little contact with an elbow by Sydney Pagnozzi of Scituate. Her first foul, no shot here.
Well, that last move by Giselle Mayers, she came across from the left wing, right-handed, crossed over to her left, split the two defenders, and scooped up a little left-handed layup.
Julia DeRamo comes in for Scituate. Tight defense. Turnaround three. Yes!
Wow.
That is Olivia Durant, her second three.
That was a tough three with a player right in her face, Bob.
13-12, back and forth we go here. Scituate's giving them all they can handle. Long three, too long.
Giada
rebound
again.
On the weak side, Olivia Durant brings it up. crosses it over, and a three for Portsmouth. And good, Ava Moore.
Wow, they're just coming down, and there's defense right in their face, too, Bob, when they're shooting it. Nice offense.
Spartans bring it up, shouting out the instructions, Signe Pagnozzi. There's a pass in the middle, down the lane. The ball's deflected away, but a foul is going to be called on Portsmouth.
Looks like it's going to be on Olivia Durant. Nice offensive set there by Citra. They run like a little overload with a player in the middle and hit her cutting right to the basket. It's going to be Gabby Rosillo shooting two free throws.
Second foul on Olivia Durant. First free throw is good by Gabby Rosillo. She'll get one more. And coming in for the Patriots, Deidre Tolson to get Olivia Durant down with the two fouls.
Just another freshman.
Second free throw is good. Sophomore Gabby Rosillo. 16-14 Portsmouth. A minute left in the first quarter.
Situate backing off from that full court pressure play. Straight man to man.
Moore gets the ball in the hands of Giselle Mayers. Gives it off to Annie Hurd. Little weave here. Pass in the high post. Over on the wing. And the ball comes loose. It's on the floor. It's tied up. And this should be a Portsmouth possession.
Yeah, it is. Good defense right there. Good deflection. Looked like a bounce pass trying to get it to number 23 to Orr. But the ball was deflected. And two Scituate players diving right on the floor.
Simona Mancini back in the lineup here for the Spartans. Giselle Mayers, the freshman. Some kind of dribbling going on, but she passes it off to Annie Hurd. Foul line, throws it up, no good. Back rim, ball's being batted around. Finally comes down to Scituate. Looking up court for a fast break, it's not there. Portsmouth got back. Here's a three by the Spartans that's no good. Rebounds on the floor, saved by Julia DeRamo. Another three attempt is no good. And a rebound for Annie Hurd. And she tried to throw it off one of the Spartans, but it goes out of play off Annie.
Well, I think Ava Gregory's got the green light to shoot anytime she's out in the wing. She's 0-for-4, but they've been pretty good looks.
13 seconds left, first period. A long three, Rosillo, no, off the side of the backboard here. Seconds remain, five. Driving up in a hurry is Giselle Mayers. Gets the pass, layup around and in.
Oh, great job.
By Deidre Tolson.
Well, Giselle Mayers, she's impressed me in the first 8 minutes. Time with just clock running down. She spun, saw an open player, hit her for an easy layup at the buzzer.
Timeout for 30 seconds, and we'll be back.
At The O'Brien's Pub, it's always about good food, good friends, good times. It's no accident that The O'Brien's has been named in Rhode Island Monthly's Best of Newport County as the best neighborhood bar in 2000, 2001, 2022, and 23. Their menu accommodates all ages and appetites, and their fireplace adds warmth and comfort in these colder months. The O'Brien's Pub, 501 Thames, Newport. Follow them on Instagram.
Back with you at Portsmouth High School, Bob Angel, along with John Dias. Our producer-director is the amazing Mr. Wensick.
Well, that's a great first quarter for the Lady Patriots. They shot 7 of 11 from the floor, 3 of 4 from beyond the arc, and 4 of 7 inside the arc. On the other end, Scituate just 2 of 3 within the arc, but they were just 2 of 12 from beyond. They were good looks, but it just allowed Portsmouth out rebound them pretty heavy in that first quarter, 12 to 4.
All right, it'll be Spartans ball to start the second period. They go left to right as we watch from across the scorer's table, passing around the perimeter. A drive, a pass down low to the baseline, a move, shot, no good, batted around, saved by Portsmouth's Ava Moore. Brings it up across the timeline. Angles off to the left. Goes in the corner. Out high it comes to Annie Hurd. And a bad pass off her hands and a turnover by Portsmouth.
Yeah, she knew as soon as she let it go, it wasn't there. Ooh.
Three attempt is no good, but a long rebound comes down to Rosillo. Off the side of the backboard, no good. Ball stolen away by Mayers. Giselle, the freshman, going right to the hoop. High off the backboard and in.
Oh, she is a talent.
20-14, Portsmouth. Early in the second quarter. Ball works into the hands of Russillo. Now back to Sydney Pagnozzi, working it around. Russillo with a bounce pass. It's deflected away, stolen by Portsmouth. Mayers on the run. The freshman's at it again. Puts it up no good, but got fouled.
That was a reverse left-handed over the head. She's tough.
And let's see who this is on. And that will be on Sydney Pagnozzi. And that's her second. And at the line to shoot a couple is Giselle Mayers. Just a freshman. The first of two. No. Off the rim and down.
Yeah, last two times down, Sidgwick's really taken some bad shots, really long threes. But on the other end, they've turned it over six times so far in this first half.
Izzy Schiavone and Giada Achille are back in the lineup of the Spartans. Another free throw coming from Giselle Mayers. High arc, short. Rebound, though. Annie Hurd.
Yeah. That's her sixth, Bobby. Sixth
she rebound. Is active. Cross-court pass, left corner. Nothing there. Back in the middle, out deep to Annie. Shut off on a drive off the right side of the lane. Backing it off is Mayers. Foul line, drive, puts it up. No, it's waved off, and a traveling call is made against Giselle.
She did cover a lot of the territory with that one dribble, but it looked like she took one step and laid it up. But that's her first turnover, or second turnover so far in this game.
Simona Mancini sits down here for the Spartans. Ava Gregory is in. She's got the ball, and now she dishes it off, and they work it around deep. There's a pass to the high post. Comes back and works around. Down low, nice pass. Up and in, and a foul.
Okay, that's good basketball. Bring the ball one way through the back down to the bottom of the zone and inside position, an easy layup.
And that is going to be on Stella Orr, her first. And on the line to try to make it a three-point play is Izzy Schiavone.
It was 3 for 3. She's got all their baskets that aren't three-pointers.
Free throws on the way. It's good.
Yeah. Fundamentally, that's 5 for 5 from the free throw line for the Scituate team.
20-17, Portsmouth with the lead with the ball. Mayers goes left side deep. There's Moore. Pass down low is kicked by the Spartans.
Yeah, try a little screen and roll there. Trying to get the ball back down to Stella Orr, but once again, Sidgwick's defense right there.
So Moore will put it in play, gets it out deep, and finally in the hands of Mayers, left of the lane, turning, spinning, doesn't shoot, but taking the shot and hitting is Stella Orr.
A great bunch of freshmen.
22-17. 5:35 to go in the half. Spartans with the ball. Portsmouth with the lead. A drive to the basket and a foul committed by Stella Orr. And that is going to put Izzy Schiavone on the line.
Well, Sidgwick continues to handle the ball on the left side against his 1-2-2 zone. They run a little five-man overload, and that time they got an easy layup.
Two shots here. Schiavone misses the first one. Izzy's a junior. All right, Gabby Russillo comes back, and so does coming in is Amy Gladiszewski.
Good call on that one, Bob.
One more here for Schiavone. It's on the way, and no good. Front rimmed it. Rebound, Ava Moore. On the run. It's Portsmouth. Okay. Nice pass underneath for an easy layup. Made by Deidre Tolson.
A great pass by Durant. Took it to the corner. Nobody on the weak side. Wide open layup.
24-17. Just over 5 minutes left in the half. Here's Erickson dishing it down low, but nothing there for Achille. Here's a shot at a layup underneath. That's no good. But the Spartans get the rebound and a second chance. Down the lane, throwing it up and in. Giada Achille.
Good.
And Portsmouth is going to take a timeout, which I believe will be a 30-second timeout, which will allow us to play this.
Sotheby's International Realty, selling Newport County homes since 1925. This full-service agency, locally owned by Paul Lees and Chris West, is an invaluable resource for residential sales, rentals, appraisals, and auctions, offering a wealth of local knowledge and worldwide exposure for your property. Don't just put a sign in front of your house, put your house in front of the world. Through Gustav White Sotheby's International Realty, 37 Bellevue Avenue, Newport. Phone 849-3000 or visit gustavwhite.com.
It's action at Portsmouth High School. Girls playoff action, to be specific. First round in the Division One, and Portsmouth has the ball and the lead, 24-19, 4:45 left in the half. It's Moore giving it up to Durant. Working a weave. Goes to Mayers, the freshman. Giselle wants to go down the lane and gets fouled. No shot.
That time the four players for Situate just collapsed on her in the lane. She had no place to go, but one of the players reached in, so they got a break with that.
Gabby Russillo guilty of her first foul. And putting it in play is Olivia Durant over her baseline. Finds Ava Moore on the pass. Olivia gets it back, drives the baseline, and steps out of bounds.
Well, she likes to attack from the left corner. That time she just drove. Looked like she might have gotten bumped out, but that's another turnover. It's a seventh for the Patriots.
Spartans back with the ball. Working it out deep beyond the arc. Pass down to the high post. Turn, a spin. Ball goes out of play and off of Portsmouth. Annie Hurd with a nice defensive stop.
Well, Izzy Schiavone's very good in that middle of that long lane, and they get it to her real close.
Pass comes in. Nice one down low, but the layup is missed. Rebound down low for Annie Hurd. Gets it in the hands of Moore. Gets it up court to Mayers. Giselle shut off. Backs it off. Three. Moore. No. Long rebound. Comes down to Amy Gladiszewski. Here come the Spartans looking to chop into that lead, which is only 5 points. Erickson driving. Throws it up. No good. Too long. But Spartans with a second chance. Rebound down the lane, putting it up around and in is Giada Achille.
They play strong, huh? Pretty good team this situation.
24-21 Portsmouth. Now 3:35 in the half. Here's Mayers, wants to go down the lane, but a reach-in foul on Situate. And that will be on Gabby Russillo.
Yeah, Mayers is just too quick right now. Playing her that far away from the basket. Priscilla just happened to reach and hold on.
Mayers will put it in play, get it in the hands of Olivia Durant. Durant, bounce pass down low. Ava Moore puts it up, no good. Fight for the rebound on the weak side, goes out of play, and it will be off of Situate.
Well, nice backdoor cut by Ava Moore. Again, Moore doing a good job as the point guard that time. Nice bounce pass, just couldn't get the shot to fall.
Back in the Spartan lineup, Sydney Pagnozzi. Portsmouth puts it in play. Durant has it. Backs it off beyond the arc. Looking around. Puts it in the hands of Annie Hurd out deep. She gives it up to Giselle Mayers. Looking to make a move. Turns, spins, and there was contact.
Oh.
No foul called. Missed layup.
Easy layup for Tulsa.
Back come the Spartans. Down by three. Under 3 minutes left in the half. Erickson's pass almost gets away, saved, and a pass over in the left corner, comes back down low, turning, spinning, putting it up too strong, rebound, guess who? Annie Hurd.
Oh, good job getting the ball inside, just missed an easy layup that time for Situate.
And Portsmouth with it now, here's Annie Hurd out deep, almost lost it, saving it is Mayers, the freshman, gets tied up. And let's see what they call here.
Jump ball? Well, they're really putting pressure. Actually, number one, Gabby Russillo doing a great job really pressuring Mayers with that basketball. And it's a lot of contact, but the refs are letting them play.
So it will be a Portsmouth ball
jump ball situation
under their basket. putting it in play. Mayers looking, waiting, gets it in the corner. Nothing there for Moore. Passes it down low. Nothing happening. Back to Moore. Throws up a runner. It's no good, but she's going to get a couple of free throws on the foul.
Well, Scituate, you mentioned before the game, they live by their defense, and they are playing aggressive defense. And the Portsmouth players are having a hard time getting to the hoop, but their skill level is getting them by the first defense.
Ava Moore steps to the free throw line. The senior captain gets two here with 2:19 left in the half. First of the two. Good. All right, getting back in the lineup, Sydney Pagnosi and Julia DeRamo. One more here for Ava Moore. And it is no good. Rebound, bounces around, saved by the Spartans. 25-21, Portsmouth. Well, just over 2 minutes to go before halftime. Spartans with the ball. Erickson dishes it off. Russillo tries a three. In and out. Rebound down low. The Spartans all over it. But a Portsmouth foul in the putback attempt.
Well, Hannah Erickson, very tough player around the bounce. That's your fourth offensive rebound. Going to be the second trip to the foul line for her. Shooting two.
First foul on Annie Hurd. And that puts Hannah Erickson on the line for two. A four-point lead here for Portsmouth in jeopardy. First free throw's good. Again, Scituate 4-13 in league play, and they are giving Portsmouth everything that they can handle.
Well, they're taking quite a few threes, but they're very good wide-open looks. They're moving the ball against the zone. They just can't get any of them to go in.
Erickson misses the second free throw. It'll be Portsmouth ball. 25-22, just under 2 minutes to go in the half. No more backcourt pressure being applied here by Scituate. Here's Ava Moore, right of the lane, driving, going to the basket, and drawing a foul.
Yeah, she beat her player right at the top of the key, made a little hesitation move, went down the lane, and then the second line of defense just had to reach in and try to stop her.
Giada Achille, guilty of her first personal, putting Ava Moore on the line for a couple of more attempts. She just went 1-for-2 a moment ago. She hits the first of these two to get one more. And Julia DeRamo returns for Scituate. Very solid underneath kind of player there. Second free throw is good. Ava Moore, 27-22, Portsmouth, a minute 40 left in the half. And a deflection by Portsmouth. The ball goes into the backcourt and out of play, and it's ruled off of the Spartans.
Yeah, just a careless pass from the wing back out to the point by Russillo. She didn't really look. The offensive player had moved, so just a careless turnover, not a forced one. But that's a 2-4-6-7 turnover.
Olivia Burns, the assistant coach, acting as a head coach, with some advice for one of her players after that turnover. Here is Annie Hurd dishing it back for a shot that's off the mark. Down low, rebound by Mayers, no good. And saved by Portsmouth. A three, no. Rebound battle, Mayers comes flying in, trying to get the rebound, but she'll be guilty of the foul.
This will be her second, I think.
It is on Mayers. I have her for one, but
okay.
That could be her second. Because they don't put that up on the scoreboard. So. All right, Spartans ball. Portsmouth up 5, a minute 15 to go. Erickson brings it up. They get it down to the high post. And all by herself down low, missing the layup is Julia DeRamo.
Wide open. Well, they're doing a great job against the zone. High, low, wing to the low. That time she just had a wide open layup. She just put it up a little too high and it fell off. Great execution on offense by Situate.
Alternate possession rule goes to the Spartans. Underneath their basket, throwing it in. Getting it is Giada Achille. She works it down to the high post. Shut off. Three-point attempt. In and out. Rebound down low. Taken by Molly Hurd. In the final minute, Portsmouth with the ball and the lead in the hands of Annie Hurd. Wanted to make a pass, but it was shut off, so she wisely held on to it. And Annie's working like a point guard right now and gets it off on the wing. Back to Annie, out high. And she traveled, making her move.
Well, give credit that time on the defense to Gabby Rosillo. She's just hounding Giselle, and she just can't get the ball.
28 seconds left in the half. Portsmouth up five. Situate gets it up court in the hands of Sydney Pagnosi. On the right side, Rosillo. They work it around, a drive, a dish down low for a layup. It's good by Izzy Schiavone.
Perfect from the floor. Has not missed a shot.
Back the other way. Portsmouth, 10 seconds to go. Bounce pass down to the baseline. Getting it back is Durant. Takes the jumper and misses off the front rim. Gets her own rebound. Throws it up. That's no good. And end of the half. Portsmouth has a 27-24 lead over Situate. We have ourselves a battle in this first round. We'll be back after this timeout.
Midtown Oyster Bar, your number one choice for the freshest seafood and the largest raw bar in town. Perfect for casual snacks and cocktails or a formal dining experience. Steps away, the Surf Club offers cozy comfort anchored by their brick oven pizza and handcrafted cocktails. Midtown Oyster Bar, 345 Thames, the Surf Club, 337 Thames. Two exceptional Newport waterfront experiences. Check out MidtownOyster.com.
At Clements Marketplace, family-owned and operated since 1980, the Butcher's Block offers the finest custom cuts of meat and their famous freshly ground beef, produced in-house every day from only the finest beef. Their by-the-sea department features the best in seafood choices, with a good portion from the wharves of Newport. Clements Bake Shop custom-designed cakes for special events, even scans a favorite photo to make it truly personal, and creates freshly baked breads, cookies, pies, cakes, and so much more.
West Main Pizza in Portsmouth welcomes you for dining in or taking out. All safety protocols are in place as you get ready to select from West Main's award-winning menu, including those incredible pizzas, calzones, nachos, subs, burgers, salads, and much more. Plus, there's West Main's assortment of domestic, imported, and specialty beers, along with some wine. Since 1996, West Main Pizza, 1620 West Main Road. For takeout, 683-1492. And check out westmainpizzari.com.
Since the early 70s, R&R Construction and the McDonald family have provided the very best in residential and commercial renovations, additions, decking, and much more. R&R's skilled craftsmen offer years of experience. No job's too big or too small. For your construction needs, get the job done right. Get R&R to do it. Fully insured, fully qualified. R&R Construction. Free estimates always available. Call R&R at 848-7797 or go to rnrconstructioncompany.com.
Newport Propane and the Sherman family have been serving Rhode Islanders for nearly 60 years. At Newport Propane, we take pride in offering the very best customer service to clients who are truly part of our extended family. And when it comes to our installations, our customers receive only the best, with work that stands up like no other to the challenges that our beautiful coastline provides. Come join the Newport Propane family and see why so many fellow Rhode Islanders already have.
What's peanut butter without the jelly? What's yin without the yang? This is what A1 Roofing asked themselves when thinking about roofing and solar. And thus, A1 has launched their solar division in partnership with the master electricians at Beacon Solar. The time to go green's now. Take advantage of the 26% federal solar tax credit and energy incentives while they last. Call A1 Roofing to learn more about solar panels, battery storage, and electric vehicle charging stations. 265-1019.
we have ourselves quite a little basketball game going on here in the first round of Division One playoffs. Number 5 seed Portsmouth has got its hands full with number 12 Scituate. At the end of the first quarter, Portsmouth had an 18-14 advantage, and at halftime, their advantage is 3 points, 27-24. Their largest lead was 7, and that lasted about 4 or 5 seconds, and they were done with it. Individual scoring for Portsmouth. You can see the balance here. Olivia Durant, 6. Ava Moore, 6. Stella Orr, 5. Giselle Mayers, 4. Deidre Tolson, 4. And a basket for Annie Hurd. For the Spartans, we've got just 4 people in the scoring column, led by Izzy Schiavone, who is a 9-point scorer right now. 7 for Giada Achille, 5 for Gabby Rosillo, 3 for Hannah Erickson.
Well, it's a tale of two teams doing different things. Portsmouth very much creating their offense with their speed and their shooting ability off the dribble against the man-to-man. And on the other end, Scituate doing an outstanding job of moving the basketball without the dribble, especially against that zone, and really find wide open shots. If they could have made a few threes, which they've been wide open, Portsmouth would be in real trouble. They are just shooting 2 of 15 from beyond the arc. And I would say maybe 3 of them were maybe ill-advised. All the others were just wide open. You ask for that shot against the zone, and they just can't get them to drop. But when they get the ball inside, they're 6 of 14. So they shot 8, Scituate, that is, shot 8 of 29 in the first half. Portsmouth, on the other hand, didn't do much in the second quarter from beyond the arc. They were just 0 of 3, but they were 3 of 7 from beyond the arc. But inside, they were 7 of 13, so they were 10 of 20 overall from the floor. And it's been the rebounding prowess of Portsmouth holding Scituate to just 2 offensive rebounds. They had 6 offensive rebounds. Portsmouth only had 2. So it's turnovers are even, 8 to 7. But the big story really is Portsmouth shot the ball extremely well, 50% for the half. And if that continues, they should be okay. But if they start missing, Scituate is getting some easy shots. Izzy Schiavone is 4 for 4. She's got, against that zone defense, they found her all alone underneath, and she's made a couple of nice moves. Same with Giada Achille. So it's going to be an interesting second half.
I agree. And by the way, I think our producer and director, Mr. Wensick, has a microphone that's open. So we don't need to hear all those background conversations. And what we'll do is take a time out for a couple of messages, and then we'll be back.
The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, a local favorite since 1980 and a longtime supporter of Aquidneck Island youth sports programs. The Brick Alley is the 2022 winner as Newport's Best Restaurant, as well as being a past winner of Rhode Island Restaurant of the Year. There is something for everyone at the Brick. Anytime's a great time to do the Brick's famous nacho platters, their award-winning burgers, steaks, and seafood dishes, and so much more. Just as in the world of sports, teamwork is everything at the Brick Alley, so come on in and see what the incredible team at the Brick can do for you. The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant is open 7 days a week, serving lunch and dinner. For more information, go to brickalley.com or stop in. The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, 140 Thames, downtown Newport. A classic dining experience since 1980.
And back here at Portsmouth High School, Mr. Angel, Mr. Dias with you. And a 27-24 Portsmouth lead. Don't forget, at the end of the game, Mr. Dias and I will be choosing our Portsmouth High School player of the game and give that young lady a gift certificate for 1 very large and very tasty pizza at West Main Pizza, West Main Road in Portsmouth. What are you thinking, Coach?
Well, I'm thinking, I'm impressed with Scituate, the way they're moving the basketball. There's no dribbling involved. They pass it. They've got an overload set up, and they're finding the open person. Is every time Portsmouth has made a mistake with the back line of that 1-2-2 zone, they found people wide open for layups. So let's hope that Portsmouth can make some adjustments defensively. But they're a threat right now, the Scituate team. And I just look at Annie Hurd with 6 rebounds in that first half, and Ava Moore had 4 for the Patriots. That was a big difference. They did limit the missed shots, especially the threes, Scituate, to just the 1 shot. So they've done a good job in the zone rebounding. It's just now a matter of defending that offense, where they just get the ball on the wing, they hit the high post, if the back man comes up, they dump it down. A couple of times they thrown it into the corner. Giada made 1 3. So, and their threes have gone in and out. They're not bad shots. They're not hitting the side of the backboard. They're right around there. So look to see. It's a pretty good team for 4-13.
And at the end of this game, we'll be doing another game. This is a doubleheader. After this girls' playoff game is done, it'll be the Portsmouth boys taking on Narragansett in their Division I opening round game. If Portsmouth wins this game, they will go to number 4-seeded Ponagansett on Tuesday. If the Portsmouth boys win their game that's coming up, they would go to Barrington, who's one of the top seeds in Division I this year.
Yes, they are. Very good team. Coached by Mike Raffa Jr. Good. He was a good player in high school. His dad played he played on the team with Billy Reynolds at Barrington with great players. And he coached Barrington for a while, Coach Roger Williams, and now his son's coaching his son.
All right, both teams back on the floor. Portsmouth will have the opening possession. They're up by 3 with the ball. Ava Moore gives it off to Giselle Mayers, looking for help. Gets it to Olivia Durant, back outside. Annie Hurd driving down left of the lane, puts it up on the run, and good!
I tell you, that's a freshman move. Going right to left with a left-handed hook shot. Not bad for a freshman.
Up at the other end, a quick shot is a 3, no good. Rebound weak side, Molly Hurd. No, I take it back. Olivia Durant. She brings it up court. Top of the key, left of the lane, backs it off. Takes a 3. No. Weak side rebound. Hannah Erickson brings it up herself. Works down toward the top of the key. Now backs it off to set it up. Erickson with the ball. Goes right side on the wing. Pass down low on the baseline. Another pass across down on the baseline. Gets there. A turnaround is no good. Fight for the rebound. 1 by Ava Moore, Portsmouth. They get some good shots off down low.
Great execution. They made 2 passes inside the lane. They just couldn't get it.
All right, here's Giselle Mayers, the freshman, handling the ball right up the lane, driving, putting it up. No good. Rebound comes down on the floor. Spartans have it on the run. Giada Achille, right of the lane, backs it off, works it around. Herr Erickson goes left side on the wing. Here's a drive on the baseline. Nice bounce pass and a missed layup. Rebound by the Spartans. A 3. Long range. Erickson, no. Rebound is fought for. Goes off of the Spartans.
Portsmouth has switched to a man-to-man and changed the pace of the way Scituate's running their offense. But they've still had good looks. Just can't make them.
Here come the Patriots left to right as we watch from opposite the scorer's table. Ball in the hands of Durant right now. Top of the key. Looking for help. Gives it up to, Stella Orr. Now it's Mayers driving, left-handed, moving in.
She's quick, she's talented, her head's up. Great move to the basket. Split the defense.
31-24 for the Portsmouth Patriots. Here's Giada. Giada's going to take a 3, and it's off the mark. Down low, the rebound, off the mark. Batted out, saved by the Spartans. Controlling the boards right now. And the ball is jarred loose, and the fight for the possession, it'll be tied up, an alternate possession rule. And we have a Portsmouth young lady down on the floor, a little shaken up as she was battling for the ball, and that's Ava Moore getting up slowly.
No foul on the play. I think it was just two girls going down for the ball.
I think the alternate possession goes to the Spartans. Back in the game is Gabby Russillo, the sophomore, who has played some great defense for Scituate, who will put it in play over here on the sideline where we are. Molly Hurd gets in there for the Patriots. And to put it in play, Giada Achille, who just looks like a leader. And she's a junior. With the ball, Spartans. Hannah Erickson, top of the key, left of the lane, throws it up underhanded, no good. Rebound torn down by Orr, Portsmouth. On the run, Giselle Mayers. Now will let her teammates catch up. Gets it over here to Olivia Durant. On the baseline, Molly Hurd driving, but getting fouled. She's going to the line.
Man-to-man is not the forte for Scituate, and just too quick for him. But that time, they had to go into it. Again, penetration and dish.
Giada Achille, guilty of her second personal, puts Molly Hurd on the line to shoot a pair of free throws. Molly, just a junior, puts the first one up, and good! Her first point of the night. One more for Molly Hurd, not to be confused with Annie Hurd.
Or Tyler Hurd.
Or Thomas Hurd. Two good free throws right there for Molly. Makes it 33-24, Portsmouth. And now the press is on. No, it isn't the press. It's Portsmouth's press that's on. And the Spartans trying to work through it. And with the ball is Achille. Giada throws it up court and finds Erickson. Gets it back. Driving is Erickson in the lane to throw it up. No good. Rebound is bounced around and saved by Mayers. Great job, but then taken away by the Spartans and a foul committed by Stella Orr to try to get it back.
Well, two good, strong moves to the basket by Erickson. She just left-handed layups. I think she is a lefty, but she just missed them. But right now, almost four minutes into this quarter, and they haven't scored from the floor yet. They're 0 for 10.
Stella Orr has picked up her third personal. Spartans with the ball, trailing by 9. Erickson, top of the key, looking for some help. Took what looked to be a double dribble, but I think Portsmouth deflected it.
Nice move there. Oh, good up and under, they call that, Bob. Faked into the middle, showed the ball, and went back with the left hand.
Foul is on Stella Orr, her fourth personal foul, and it's going to put Sydney Pagnozzi on the line. Good a pair. Sydney, a junior captain, puts the first one up and out. For the Patriots, in comes Deidre Tolson. And sitting down is Stella Orr with her four personal fouls early or halfway through the third quarter. Second free throw misses the mark. Rebound, Annie Hurd. Giselle Mayers brings it up court, has the point. Goes right side over here to Durant. Durant, shut off, gives it out to Annie Hurd. And a miss on the pass, a turnover. Here come the Spartans on the run. Driving, Achille. And that will be a personal foul called against the Patriots, Annie Hurd.
Yeah, good move that time by Giada. Strong to the basket, had the defense backing up, and just made a foul on. She tried to attempt a layup.
So, Giada Achille gets a pair of free throws. She has 7 points in the first half. First free throw is no good.
0 for 3 so far in this half. They started out 5 for 5 in the first half. Almost 6 of 8.
One more for Giada Achille, the junior. This one's on the way, and that one's good.
First points of the half.
Scituate's going to take a timeout. It's 33-25. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Corrigan Financial believes everyone needs a financial plan. For 32 years, Corrigan Financial's been serving our community, helping families and businesses, much like a financial architect, establishing and designing a comprehensive framework that offers direction and support. This wealth of knowledge is personified through their professional staff and strengthened through continued investments in technology to power their processes and systems. With more than $1 billion of investment assets and 11 CPAs on staff, Corrigan Financial maximizes their clients' financial well-being by combining tax planning with investment strategy. So whether starting your career or just starting to look forward to your retirement, Corrigan Financial can help.
Arrange a free consultation to discuss a financial planning process that leads to greater decision-making where clients can anticipate rather than react. Corrigan Financial, 32 years of helping their clients get from where they are to where they want to be.
And play is back in action. We just had a Spartan foul, and that is going to be on, is it Izzy?
I think it was.
Izzy Schiavone, her first. Portsmouth with the ball, gets it back in play. And with the ball is Ava Moore, out beyond the arc. Dishes it back. Olivia Durant gives it to Annie Hurd on the weave, out high, right of the lane. Turning around, they work it around, get it to Mayers, Giselle. Dishes it back for a three. No good. And a rebound, Portsmouth. Mayers had it. Didn't go in. Ball goes to Scituate.
Well, she does everything out there. But I got the offensive rebound. Missed a little putback. And after that, Ava Moore had a good look, too, but just couldn't find that three.
Here's Julia DeRamo coming back in for the Spartans. She's a good down-low player. Scituate ball. They trail by eight. With 3:35 to go, third quarter.
And Portsmouth coming out with a 1-2-2, three-quarter court press, actually full-court press.
Spartans dealing with it, looking at it. Still in the backcourt. Pass comes up to midcourt, finds its way over to Sydney Pagnosi. Dish on the wing for a three, short. Rebound. Russillo gets her own rebound and puts it up and in.
She's been having no luck for beyond the three, but she got an offensive rebound, made a hoop.
Portsmouth coming the other way. Ball finds its way out there to Annie Hurd. She puts it back in the hands of Durant, going to the basket, shut off on the baseline. Here's a drive and the throw up and in by Annie Hurd.
It's tough for freshman, Bob. That's a great move.
35-27. Spartans break the pressure. Ball comes loose. Erickson saves it. And a push by Portsmouth. And that's on Ava Moore, and that's her first.
That's two possessions in a row. Citrus beat the press without putting the ball on the floor. All they do is catch it, pass it ahead, and with the exception of that foul right there, they would have a layup.
Annie Hurd's going to sit down and get a rest. And in there for Portsmouth is Mia Ruggieri. Erickson with the ball for the Spartans gives it back for a three that is no good. Rebound down low. Molly Hurd has it. Gives it up to Durant. Left of the lane. Goes left corner. Three. Mayers. Yes!
Yeah, she's up to stop.
38-27.
Yeah, Citroen getting good looks. Just can't find the basket right now. The man-to-man has made a difference. But looks like Portsmouth, yeah, they're staying man.
2:15 left. Here's a throw from the far corner. And it is good by Julia DeRamo.
Only their third three out of 21 attempts.
38-30, pressure in the backcourt. Mayers has it. Ball deflected, saved by Portsmouth. It comes down to the hands of Olivia Durant, and she'll slow it down. Moore, bounce pass over here to Molly Hurd. Yes, Molly!
Well, they moved the basketball without dribbling that time, and that beat the press. Press never got back into the half-court defense.
40-30, Portsmouth. A minute 38 to go in the third quarter. Erickson with the ball, left wing. Wants to go to the top of the key. Spins around. Ball deflected, but saved by the Spartans. Working it back. They put it in the hands of Achille, and she can't get it to drop in. Rebound down low. Taken by Portsmouth. A strong rebound from Mia Ruggieri. Minute 15 to go, third period. Portsmouth with a 10-point lead and the ball. Durant gives it up. They work a weave. Durant gets it back. And here's a three that's off the mark. Rebound down low. Fought for. And the Spartans come away with it. But we're going to get a Portsmouth foul on this one. And it's going to be on Mayers. And that's her second.
Portsmouth foul number 13, Giselle Mayers. Her second team's fifth.
Now, just a half a second under a minute to go in the third period.
Foul shots.
Oh.
Well, it's a 15 foul on Portsmouth. Surprising.
It is. That's right. That is number five. So it puts Giada Achille on the line, and she gets a pair. Giada with 8 points. Missed yeah, free throw right there.
Yeah, 1 of 3 so far.
So Giada gets one more, the junior. Steps back up to the line and throws it up and no good. Rebound, 4-4 down low and taken by Mia Ruggieri. Back comes the Patriots' Ava Moore. Pass finds Olivia Durant right of the basket. Nice bounce pass in the lane. A block but a foul on the Spartans.
Good job that time by Olivia Durant. Got the ball in the wing and Ruggieri gave her a screen and rolled to the basket. Nice bounce pass looking for a layup.
That'll be the third personal on Sydney Pagnozzi. And at the line is Mia Ruggieri to shoot a pair. Looking for her first points of the night, and she's got one. Coming back for the Spartans, number 10, Amy Gladiszewski. And also coming in, I think, was Julia DeRamo.
Number 10 looks, oh, that's Spartans, I'm sorry.
So, one more free throw here for Mia Ruggieri. On the way, and good.
Comes off the bench, gets 2 big rebounds and 2 free throws. Good job.
42-30, Portsmouth with the lead, Spartans with the ball, 40 seconds left in the third period. Drive and a pass down low, turn shot, no good, deflected, rebound Mayers on the run, gets it up court, left hand, left side drive is a layup for Ava Moore.
Yeah, nobody back that time for Sidgwick, everybody crashed the boards and nobody home.
20 seconds left in the quarter, bringing it up court is Julia DeRamo. Working with it down low, nothing there. DeRamo's going to take a shot that's short of the mark and goes out of play. Portsmouth ball, 10 seconds left in the quarter. 44-30. A little pressure in the backcourt here from the Spartans with only 10 seconds remaining. And Durant brings it up in a hurry. Driving to the top of the key in the lane. Tried to drop it down but got fouled from behind.
Yeah, not good defense that time by Sutra. She was going away from the basket. Two players hit her at the same time. Well, they're going to give her shooting.
And the foul is on Amy Gladiszewski, the senior. And it puts Olivia Durant on the line. Looking for a couple of free throws here. The first one is good. Senior captain Olivia Durant. With 4.4 seconds left in the quarter. Second free throw, good. 46-30. Here come the Spartans. Quick pass down on the sideline. A drive, throwing it up is Rosillo, but it's no good. It was close, but no good. So after three quarters, Portsmouth has extended its lead as they will outscore the Spartans in this quarter by a 19-6 margin. And we'll be back after this.
At The O'Brien's Pub, it's always about good food, good friends, good times. It's no accident that The O'Brien's has been named in Rhode Island Monthly's Best of Newport County as the best neighborhood bar in 2000, 2001, 2022, and 23. Their menu accommodates all ages and appetites. And their fireplace adds warmth and comfort in these colder months. The O'Brien's Pub, 501 Thames, Newport. Follow them on Instagram.
High school basketball playoff action, girls Division I opening round. Portsmouth has stretched its lead out to 46-30 with just the fourth quarter remaining.
And Portsmouth continues to shoot the ball extremely well. I got them 8. We got 6 for 11 from the floor in that quarter. Just took 4 threes, but they were 5 of 7 inside the arc. And plus, they were 6 of 6 from the foul line. Citra, on the other hand, was just 2 of 16 shooting. Made 1 3, 1 basket in close, but they were worse than that. They were 1 of 6 from the foul line.
Portsmouth puts it in play right next to me. And it's in the hands right now of Ava Moore. Back to Olivia Durant out beyond the arc. Ava, top of the key, nothing there. Dishes it off. Ava Moore, foul line, jumper, short. And a save by Molly Hurd, but right into the hands of the Spartans. Up comes Scituate, looking to cut into that lead here in the early fourth quarter. Erickson has it, goes on the wing in the corner left side. Down low, nice bounce pass low, up and in.
Yep, that was Hannah Erickson.
Hannah Erickson.
Lefty. Again, good execution. Got the ball where they had to. Finally made a shot.
Pressure in the backcourt. Olivia Durant breaks it all by herself with a dribble. Goes to the top of the key. Left of the lane. Looking around. Gives it off. Puts it in the hands of Molly Hurd. And she carried the ball for a turnover.
She was looking to make a backdoor pass to Ava Moore, but Ava was covered, so she had to hesitate, and that caused the travel.
So a break here for Scituate, trailing 46-32. Erickson gets it to a high post. Now out deep on the right side. A drive, a near steal, but Scituate has a turnaround nicely done by Sydney Pagnozzi.
Scituate falling back, straight man-to-man, taking the press off.
Olivia Durant with the ball out high, left of the lane. Fakes it, puts it back. They dish it over on the right side for a three, and it is no good up the back rim by Ava Moore. Rebound for a Scituate player who's hurt and trying to get back in it. A steal by Portsmouth. Now just over 6 minutes to go in the game. With the ball, Ava Moore, tightly guarded by Erickson. Dribbles around a screen, goes to the basket, throws it up, no good, but gets fouled by Giada Achille.
Oh, good job there by Ava Moore. She came off the screen, turned the corner, and just kept going straight to the basket. Giada just got there late.
Ava Moore will get a pair here. And takes her time, gets herself set. She has 8 points on the night. Free throw rattles in. She gets another. Molly Hurd sits down, and back comes Annie Hurd for the Patriots. One more here for Ava Moore. It is around and in. That's circled a few times before it dropped.
Patriots, 8 of 8 from the foul line the second half.
Wow. At the other end, Scituate Spartans with the ball. Erickson goes in the right corner. A three from there, off the mark. Weak side rebound, Annie Hurd. Portsmouth ball. Durant brings it back, goes over the timeline, top of the key, on the wing. They'll work it around. Ruggieri had it, gets it back to Durant. She'll give it up to Annie Hurd. Annie with the dribble, dishes it off to Durant. Top of the key, beyond the arc, a drive here. Throwing it up, no good. Rebound down low. Scituate. On the run, the Spartans. High post. Ball is dished over there. Given out, and a little throw up is around and in. Nicely done, Izzy Schiavone.
Yeah, she was perfect in the first half, just 1 of 4 this half is tight, but Scituate continues to get good looks.
12-point Portsmouth advantage. 5 minutes left in the game. Durant has it, looking for some help. Gets it out to Ruggieri in the lane, dishes it off. Here's Ava Moore. Gets to the three-point range, throws it up, no good. Battle for the rebound, down low. And a whistle.
We got a travel. When she landed, she fell to the floor. That's considered travel. Ava Moore playing a good game, but just 0-5 from the three-point arc in the second half. And a couple of them really early in the shot clock, not necessary.
Gabby Rosillo has returned here for the Spartans. Not out of this thing yet. They're working a weave out deep, and there's a pass down low. It comes loose, but saved by the Spartans. Rosillo's going to try another three, deflected by Portsmouth, saved by Durant.
Mayers blocked that one.
Olivia, between the circles, slows it down. Wouldn't hurt to use up a little more time here. Olivia with the ball. Still with the dribble, gives it up to Annie Hurd. Annie goes down the left side of the lane, loses the ball, but Portsmouth saves it, and a three is short off the front rim. Long rebound goes out of play, and that will be Spartans ball.
Yeah, really, with 4 minutes to go, up 12, you really don't need the three-point shot. They move it, they can get some penetration at the foul line. So, you know, that's seven threes. They only made one this half.
Stella Orr has returned for Portsmouth with her four fouls. Here's a three attempt by the Scituate Spartans. In and out. Rebound on the floor to Annie Hurd.
Giada had just no luck coming down with that basketball going to the basket.
48-36 Portsmouth. 3:40 to go in the game. Durant tried to get to the foul line. Couldn't get there. Nice defense. Annie Hurd with it now. Out deep. Bounce pass. Nicely done. Up and in. Ava Moore. Thank you, Annie Hurd.
Great assist by Annie Hurd. Good player.
Back come the Spartans. Now starting to run out of time. 3:20 to go. A drive down the lane. Thrown up and no good. Goes out of play. Off of the Spartans. And what have we got? We've got coming in for Scituate number two, Hannah Erickson. A very impressive freshman guard. All right, some pressure, full court, going to be applied here by the Spartans. They get it back in the hands of Olivia Durant. Dribbles right through the pressure, dishes it off, but throws it away. And back come the Spartans with 3 minutes left. On the right side, a three. Good by Giada Achille.
Finally got one to four. I think she's one for seven, but that's okay. Cuts the lead to 11.
50-39. Here is Orr with the ball being charged from behind. Ball's knocked away by Scituate. Not sure you want Stella Orr being your dribbler here. Somebody's called a timeout, apparently.
I believe it was Scituate.
And it is a Scituate timeout. We'll take a 30-second break right here.
Gustav White Sotheby's International Realty, selling Newport County homes since 1925. This full-service agency, locally owned by Paul Lees and Chris West, is an invaluable resource for residential sales, rentals, appraisals, and auctions, offering a wealth of local knowledge and worldwide exposure for your property. Don't just put a sign in front of your house, put your house in front of the world. Through Gustav White Sotheby's International Realty, 37 Bellevue Avenue, Newport. Phone 849-3000 or visit gustavwhite.com.
And don't forget, coming up right after this game will be a boys basketball first round game in Division I, Portsmouth hosting Narragansett. And we'll be bringing that one to you live. 2:44 to go in the game. Portsmouth has the lead 50-39. Nia Ruggieri is now in. Stella Orr is also in, working down low. Mayers will put it in play, get it to Olivia Durant. Durant with the ball, shut off, gets it to Mayers, works it over here to Ava Moore. Moore to Durant. Durant, foul line, dishes it on the wing. Working it down low, the pass finds Mayers, puts it up no good, but she got fouled.
Real good offense that time run by Portsmouth. They started that old three-man weave up top, but they sent a cutter. Instead of just replacing it, the cutter go to the basket. They hit Mayers all along going to the basket.
Fouls on Hannah Erickson, and it puts Giselle Mayers on the line to shoot a pair. Young freshman gets herself set. The first of two off the front rim, no good.
She's over three from the line. That's about the only weakness I've seen in her game so far tonight.
Returning, Julia DeRamo for the Spartans. One more free throw here for Giselle Mayers. It's on the way. It's no good. Front rimmed it again. Spartans with the rebound. 11-point Portsmouth lead. 2:20 to go in the game. Erickson out deep beyond the circles, or in the middle of the circles. Almost lost her dribble. Left of the basket. Puts up a jumper and hits.
Yep. And she had good looks early in the game, but now it's down to nine. And the press is on.
50-41. Portsmouth with the lead with the ball in the hands right now of Ava Moore. They work it down low. And getting fouled before putting up a layup attempt. was, I think that's Stella. Yep, Stella Orr.
They call the foul on the ground, but again, against, once they got over half court, Portsmouth did a nice job of getting it to the wide open person.
Giada Achille guilty of her fourth personal. And Portsmouth will put it in play from underneath their basket. And it comes into Orr on the baseline. Bounce pass gets to Ava Moore, to Olivia Durant in the corner. A three, short, rebound down low. Mayers has it, gets it and keeps it and works it around the perimeter. A minute 40 to go. Portsmouth with the ball, a lot of pressure by the Spartans. A nice bounce pass down low for an easy layup for Giselle Mayers.
Yeah, that would be the one that got him through, Bob. Nice execution for the last 2-3 minutes. Stay away from the three-point shot.
52-41. Erickson with the ball, top of the key, down the lane, and is fouled as she goes down the lane. And that's committed by Ava Moore, her second. And that'll put Hannah Erickson on the line for a couple of free throws. 1:18 remaining.
Yeah, Situate in this half. 1-2-3, 1-for-6 from the foul line has not helped them in their endeavors.
The lefty puts it up and bounces it off the rim. No good. And Portsmouth is going to take another timeout, leading by 11 with 1:18 to go. We'll be back in 30 seconds.
Midtown Oyster Bar, your number one choice for the freshest seafood and the largest raw bar in town. Perfect for casual snacks and cocktails or a formal dining experience. Steps away, the Surf Club offers cozy comfort anchored by their brick oven pizza and handcrafted cocktails. Midtown Oyster Bar, 345 Thames, the Surf Club, 337 Thames. Two exceptional Newport waterfront experiences. Check out MidtownOyster.com.
And back with you, Bob Angel, John Dias, our producer-director, is Calder Wensek. And we are coming down to the final few seconds here with 1:18 remaining. Portsmouth up by 11. And we've got at the foul line, Hannah Erickson.
Shooting the second of two. Like we meant, I hate to be redundant, but they're 1 of 7 this half. And, you know, if they wanted to get back in this game, that was one of the places that kept them in the first half was the foul line. Not so much this half.
The lefty puts it up around no good. Rebound is batted out of play by the Spartans. Portsmouth ball. Taking a seat now is Amy Gladiszewski. No, she's coming in the game. And so is Simona Mancini for the Spartans. Pressure in the backcourt. Putting it in play, Olivia Durant. Ava Moore, now they're working around. Here is Annie Hurd having the ball stolen away. The drive, the layup, and good.
Pat Nosey, good steal, little deflection on the dribble.
52-43. Foul on Russillo, is that what that was?
Yes.
Okay. No shots. 1:06 left in the game. Pressure in the backcourt. Ball comes in to Mayers. Gives it back to Olivia Durant. And she gets fouled by Russillo. And that'll be number 4.
Well, might be 5. That's number 5. So they're going to shoot free throws.
So we've got some free throws to be shot here by Olivia Durant. She's a terrific leader, Olivia Durant. She and Ava Moore, two captains. But she misses the free throw.
That's if Giselle's missed too, but otherwise, that was the only two they've missed in this game.
Into the Spartan lineup, Julia DeRamo and Giada Achille. One more free throw here for Olivia. And this one is good. 53-43. 1 minute left in the game. Bringing the ball up is Sidney Pagnozzi. Driving down the lane. Stops. Puts it underneath off the bottom of the rim. Another shot by the Spartans is good for three by Julia DeRamo. 53-46. Timeout called by Scituate. Which, why don't we just keep it here with 48 seconds left to go?
Yeah, that third quarter, Scituate, you know, just didn't play well, didn't shoot the ball well, didn't do many things offensively. Other than that, they've had a good fourth quarter. I believe they've outscored Portland by about six, but the shots have fallen for them here late. That's two threes this quarter for DeRamo, and Achille made one, too. So they're three of about 12, which was a lot better than what they shot in the first half.
All right. Time running out for the Spartans. Down by a 53-46 margin. But 48 seconds can last a while.
Well, last night, the night before, Illinois, Penn State was down 8 with 51 seconds to go and won the game in regulation. So you never know. Fouls missed. You know, that's why it was a big trip to the foul line, that last trip down there by Ava Moore, because, it kept the difference at 9 points, which now is 7.
Portsmouth is going to put it in play up against the tight defense, full court by the Spartans. Olivia Durant puts it in play, gets it, and a foul pushing Stella Orr and sending her to the line.
Good job. Scituate really denied both Ava Moore and Mayers the basketball, so they set the big person up, passed it into her, and she was going to get a breakaway layup, but got fouled right away.
Stella with a couple of free throws. The first one, no good. And back come the Giada Achille and Izzy Schiavone. And Stella Orr will try once again for a free throw with 47 seconds left, and that's no good. Rebound down low, Sidney Pagnozzi. Here come the Spartans. Down the court in a hurry. Pass goes off to Russillo, driving in the lane, throws it up wildly, no good. Rebound by Stella Orr, and Stella gets fouled. Russillo commits the foul. I had her for five with that one. Apparently I'm wrong.
Technical?
It's 53-46 Portsmouth. 32 seconds left. And we're going to put Ava Moore on the line. So it will be a technical foul situation with the free throw taken by now Annie Hurd. And this is no good off the back rim.
They missed quite a few. They missed five of the last six from the foul line.
One more for Annie, who has 6 points in the game and a whole lot of rebounds. And she misses. Oh, she got the second free throw.
That's called the dead bounce. There you go.
So Debbie Russillo is going to shoot a couple of technicals.
Oh, must have been on both.
In that last battle for the rebound, it got a little bit out of hand there. First free throw is no good for Gabby. And she'll get one more. And this one is around and out. No good.
And it will be the playoff game, shooting 1-for-10 for the foul line in the second half. But Scituate did give it a good battle. 30 seconds to go, up 8.
Spartans will put it in play at midcourt right next to me. Erickson trying to get it in. Scituate called a timeout to avoid a violation of taking too long to put it in play. So we have 31.8 seconds to go. 54-46 Portsmouth. They had that lead at one time up to 14 here in the fourth quarter. As it was up 16 at the end of the third quarter. But the Spartans just ain't giving up.
No, they're not. And that last possession where there was the two foul shots at both ends, looks like the foul was on Russillo, but the technical was on Hurd. But I guess Russillo fouled Hurd, and Hurd didn't like the foul. So that's why they shot the ball at both ends, two free throws, and then Sitchin got the ball at half court.
All right. We resume the action, and the Spartans will put it in play. Once again, to do the honors, Hannah Erickson, the very impressive young freshman guard.
Really is, her and Russillo, two good guards.
Pass comes into the backcourt. Achille driving, dishes it off for a three on the wing, and good!
Jody Durant, that's her third three out of four attempts in this half. She's been going in and out, defense to offense, offense to defense, and she was just 0 for 1 in the first half, but I guess she's your designated three-point shooter. Well, look at the 5 points with 24 seconds.
A five-point Portsmouth lead, 54-49, 24 seconds remain. You know that Situate's going to start fouling to slow down that clock.
And Portsmouth has missed six of the last eight free throws.
Yeah, that's not a good thing. So, the Spartans continue to battle. And they are down to just a five-point deficit. And here they come back on the court, Portsmouth to put it in play. And let's see how this works out. Olivia Durant will put it in play. Molly Hurd comes in to help out, along with Durant and Mayers. And putting in play is Durant. Gets it back to Olivia. Goes up court. And there's Annie Hurd trying to make a pass down court, but she got fouled and will go to the line. That was almost a breakaway layup.
Well, Citrick tried to put everybody up front in that press and double-teamed the ball to take away the passes in the backcourt. Annie Hurd did a good job of getting free, and she was getting ready to pass it up the floor, but got fouled before. So we got to make these free throws, Annie.
Annie at the line, the freshman, shooting a pair. First one, on the way. Good.
Clean as a whistle.
Tickle the twine. One more for Annie. Back in the lineup comes Giada Achille for the Spartans. 19 seconds remaining. One more for Annie Hurd. No good. Rebound comes down to the Spartans. 55-49, six-point lead. Turnover by Situate and a foul by Situate to stop the clock. And Molly Hurd is going to go to the line.
I think that's Durant. Durant made the play there, Bob. She made it and anticipated that pass on the wing, stole the ball, got it away to Molly Hurd. Big play by Durant.
13 seconds remain in the game, and Molly Hurd goes to the line to shoot a pair. She has 4 points in the game, all in the second half, and the first free throw is good. The junior, Molly Hurd, earns herself one more. No Portsmouth players on the foul line defensively, and the free throw drops in for Molly. It is 57-49. Back the other way. A layup is up and in by Hannah Erickson. 57-51. And we have
turnover on the baseline.
Oh, they turned it over.
Yeah. Two big free throws by Molly.
2.8 seconds left. Portsmouth clinging to this lead here. Erickson's going to put it in play. Tries to get it down low, does. The layup is around and in, and time runs out.
Jody Durant, Julie Durant had a great second half for Situate. But Patriots hung on. A little better free throw shooting in the fourth quarter. Probably would have been a wider margin, but very impressive win by the Patriots against a pretty good Situate 4-13 team.
The final is Portsmouth 57, and Scituate 53, a four-point victory after Portsmouth led by 16 at the end of the third quarter. That got a little interesting. All right, we'll take time out for a couple of messages, and we'll be back to put the wrap on this one and then start to get ready for the boys' battle that's coming up next. Don't go away.
Since the early 70s, R&R Construction and the McDonald family have provided the very best in residential and commercial renovations, additions, decking, and much more. R&R's skilled craftsmen offer years of experience. No job's too big or too small. For your construction needs, get the job done right. Get R&R to do it. Fully insured, fully qualified. R&R Construction. Free estimates always available. Call R&R at 848-7797 or go to rnrconstructioncompany.com.
Clements Marketplace, family-owned and operated since 1980, lets you shop conveniently from your mobile device with their groceries to go service. Choose either pickup or home delivery. Clements now delivers to Newport to go along with your service to Middletown, Portsmouth, Tiverton, and Bristol. To shop today, simply visit clementsmarket.com. Clements, a neighborhood store in the very best sense of the word. An integral part of the Portsmouth community, supplying wholesome, fresh, and traditional foods to Aquidneck Island and beyond.
West Main Pizza in Portsmouth welcomes you for dining in or taking out. All safety protocols are in place as you get ready to select from West Main's award-winning menu, including those incredible pizzas, calzones, nachos, subs, burgers, salads, and much more. Plus, there's West Main's assortment of domestic, imported, and specialty beers, along with some wine. Since 1996, West Main Pizza, 1620 West Main Road. For takeout, 683-1492. And check out westmainpizzari.com.
Newport Propane and the Sherman family have been serving Rhode Islanders for nearly 60 years. At Newport Propane, we take pride in offering the very best customer service to clients who are truly part of our extended family. And when it comes to our installations, our customers receive only the best, with work that stands up like no other to the challenges that our beautiful coastline provides. Come join the Newport Propane family and see why so many fellow Rhode Islanders already have.
If you live or run a business in Rhode Island, odds are your electric bill is increasing. Luckily, A1 Roofing's here to help. Call 265-1019 today for a free solar consultation to learn how A1 can lower or eliminate your electric bill. Don't have a generator and want to keep power in a storm? Ask A1 about battery storage. Interested in getting an electric vehicle down the road? Ask A1 about installing a charging station at your home or business. A1 Roofing is here to help you go green in partnership with the Master Electricians at Beacon Solar.
And a playoff victory for the Portsmouth Patriots, as in the Division I first round, the number 5 seeded Patriots defeat number 12 Scituate by a margin of 57-53. The individual scoring for Portsmouth, leading the way with 12 points, Ava Moore. 11 for Giselle Mayers, 9 points for Olivia Durant, 8 points for Annie Hurd, 6 points for Molly Hurd, 4 points for Deidre Tolson, a couple of free throws for Mia Ruggieri, and 5 points for Stella Orr. For the Scituate Spartans, balanced scoring attack featured 11 points for Izzy Schiavone, 11 points for Julia DeRamo, 11 points for Giada Achille. Also 9 for Hannah Erickson, 7 for Gabby Rosillo, and 4 points for Sydney Pagnosi.
Well, the game was won in two areas for Portsmouth. I'll start with the 3-point shooting. Portsmouth was 4 of 15, but compared to 6 of 28 from Scituate. Really the big difference there. Scituate just took a lot more threes. Portsmouth shot the ball extremely well inside the arc for the entire game. In the second half, they were 8 of 11 inside the arc. And in the first half, I believe they were 8 of 10. So they shot the ball extremely well. But free throw line, Bob, Portsmouth 17 of 27. And Scituate 7 of 19, 1 of 10 in the second half. So 1-10 compared to a 13-20, the 12-point difference right there.
Well, look who just showed up. Come on around here for me, will you, Risha? Come around. Risha Pellegrino is here to talk about what got to be a rather scary little ending, but a win is a win, and you're moving on. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, definitely not the prettiest of wins, for sure.
We need to learn how to close out games a little more securely, and I think part of that is just our maturity. We have three freshmen who start and play most of the game, and they haven't seen postseason yet, and they don't realize, I think tonight was the night to open their eyes, that teams are coming for them, and they have to stay in the whole time.
And it ain't going to get easier.
No.
You're going to hit the road to the far country come, what, Tuesday?
Yeah.
Heading for Ponagansett?
Ponagansett. Ponagansett is historically a tough team. They're very shifty. They're very hard to prepare for. We just are going to come in and make sure that we're doing a lot of conditioning, and we need to make sure our defense looks a little better than what it did tonight. We got to go back and look at some film about how our defense looked against LaSalle, because we were a whole different team on defense that night than I think we were tonight a little bit, and we had to mix it up a few times, but we just need some consistency.
Well, you had a 16-point lead going into the final quarter.
Yeah.
And you ended up winning by 4. But I think that's as much a statement about Scituate and not giving up as anything
else. Oh, yes.
Else.
Scituate is a tough team. They're always tough. They're physical. We weren't certainly getting the calls that we wanted to get, and we got a couple at the end that we weren't too happy about. But they're a tough team, and I told them that coming in. Even though we beat them by 20 the last time, the first time was pretty close, and they're tough. So they need to remember that mentality.
Well, we haven't even talked about, John and I, who's our player of the game. But I want you to talk about people like, well, Ava and Olivia, the two captains. What's your thoughts on them?
You know, Ava and Olivia have really stepped up, especially in the second half of the season, with trying to keep all of our players together and keeping a positive attitude. And I think they are really the keys for our freshmen. Our freshmen look to them constantly for reassurance and for guidance. And so if their head is in the game and they're keeping composure, then the rest of it falls into place. I think towards the end it got a little frantic, but Liv had a great defensive steal at the very end there to kind of secure it. And we went to the line again with Molly. So they're really stepping up. And specifically, I'm proud of them on defense, because we've always known they can score, but they've been playing some really good defensive games for us.
All right. What about this Annie Hurd? Is there a rebound she can't get her hands on?
I don't know. Annie Hurd was tough tonight. You know, she's been really consistent for us. I think she just kind of had, you know, an off game as opposed to what we're used to. I wanted her to drive to the basket a little bit more and play a little bit tougher. But we all have games where we're up and down. And I think, like, she still played very well. But for her, it wasn't her best game by any means.
And what the heck is Giselle Mayers thinking about these moves she's making as a freshman?
I don't know. I taught her everything she knows. So I'm just kidding. You know, Giselle she's a player. She's a basketball player through and through. And she pulls out moves that I don't even know where they come from. But she has instincts, and she's real athletic. And it's great for us.
Well, not perfect, but a win.
Right.
And Mr. Dias, do you have any thoughts about a player of the game?
Well, I tell you, Annie Hurd in the first half had 7 rebounds. You know,
that's the one thing Annie is. She is a rebounder through and through,
she
consistently.
Had 10 for the game. She was two of four from the floor. You know, I thought she had a good overall game. I really can't pick one girl that really stood out amongst all the others, but you do that.
I'll give you my thought, and you can change it, and you can pick somebody else. But my thought was Olivia, because of how she steadies things down no matter what's going on. It seems like get the ball into Olivia's hands so that we'll be okay.
Yeah, Olivia, I would agree with you on Olivia tonight, but because she has really stepped up and has been like a super coachable this season. She wants to go, 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 but we've realized we need to slow it up a little bit and keep composure, and she's been able to do that. She played great defense. We've been sticking her down low, and she's totally a guard, but she can get some rebounds.
No,
like,
she, well.
She has been playing really great for us.
Well,
thank you.
Then let's go with Durant. But there are about 5 girls that could have been the player of the game here tonight.
Yeah, we We worked hard tonight.
Even that Stella was in
Stella.
There.
Stella.
Mia came in, made some key moments
Mia
happen.
Mia came off the bench and did really great for us as well.
So we'll put a lot of attention on them. Congratulate you.
Thank you.
Wish you the best Tuesday. I am just trying to decide if I can go up there and do that game. I've been there before. Took me a few days to find my way back, but we'll see if I can't pull that off. I got to wait and see about other results. So,
all right. Well,
maybe
I look
we'll catch
to
you again.
You. Yeah.
All right. Thank you
Thank
so
you.
Much, hon.
I'm gonna shake your hand. Thank
Congratulations. You. All right, Mr. Dias, you got
Good
any
luck,
other?
Coach.
Oh, what do we do with those?
We didn't have anyone take stunts tonight. Can I take a picture of it?
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Well, we can wrap it up, but yes, we're gonna lend our stats out here to the head coach.
Oh, beautiful. Thanks.
Okay. I just wanted to get your thoughts before we wrap up the girls and start talking boys.
There I am. Very, very impressed with the freshmen for Portsmouth. I don't think they made a lot of mistakes, missing shots and did that, but overall, the intensity that they play with, the confidence they play with. I mean, Giselle going left-handed to the basket, the young Herd girl rebounding. Really, a very good young team. I mean, even the two young players that came in, I just lost all my names. But got to give them credit. They're going to be a team to be reckoned with. I mean, they'll lose Durant, and they'll lose Moore. But, boy, they've got an eighth-grade team. They went to the state finals this year. So, it bodes well for the future of the Lady Patriots.
Only three seniors on the team. A lot of freshmen. A couple of sophomores sprinkled in, and some good ones coming up.
Well, you can see that girls' basketball is taking off. I mean, just look at Scituate. I mean, they're 4-13. They had two freshmen and about two sophomores out there that are pretty good players. So there's a lot of good things happening. I think Caitlin Clark might have something to do with all that.
All right, we're going to wrap things up for this girls' game, bring you a couple of messages, and then get ready for the boys that are out here warming up right now. So the final, Portsmouth girls, 57-53 over Scituate, and the girls from Portsmouth move on to the next round where they will be at Ponagansett on Tuesday. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back. Don't go away.
The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, a local favorite since 1980 and a longtime supporter of Aquidneck Island youth sports programs. The Brick Alley is the 2022 winner as Newport's best restaurant, as well as being a past winner of Rhode Island Restaurant of the Year. There is something for everyone at the Brick. Anytime's a great time to do the Brick's famous nacho platters. Their award-winning burgers, steaks, and seafood dishes, and so much more. Just as in the world of sports, teamwork is everything at the Brick Alley, so come on in and see what the incredible team at the Brick can do for you. The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant is open 7 days a week, serving lunch and dinner. For more information, go to brickalley.com or stop in. The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, 140 Thames, downtown Newport. A classic dining experience since 1980.
If you live or run a business in Rhode Island, odds are your electric bill is increasing. Luckily, A1 Roofing's here to help. Call 265-1019 today for a free solar consultation to learn how A1 can lower or eliminate your electric bill. Don't have a generator and want to keep power in a storm? Ask A1 about battery storage. Interested in getting an electric vehicle down the road? Ask A1 about installing a charging station at your home or business. A1 Roofing is here to help you go green in partnership with the Master Electricians at Beacon Solar. For 32 years, Corrigan Financial has been serving the needs of families and thriving businesses throughout our Aquidneck Island community. Corrigan Financial has developed a truly comprehensive approach to managing wealth, with a focus on big picture financial planning, disciplined investment strategies, and sound tax planning. Today, Corrigan Financial has more than 1,000 clients investing over $1 billion in assets. Each client is managed by a team of dedicated tax planning and investment professionals. This is a comprehensive, not fragmented approach to financial decision making. The staff at Corrigan takes pride in not only serving our community, but also reaching out and actively helping our community. They frequently participate in charitable events, donating their time and talent. Corrigan Financial, proudly assisting more than 50 nonprofit groups annually. And for 32 years, helping families and businesses get from where they are to where they want to be.
We're back, Mr. Angel, Mr. Dias, and what I do with all my script. Somewhere there's a boys preview here, and I don't know what I did with it. I know I brought it with me. Hang on, everybody. We're a little bit disorganized here. There's the girls. Let me get that out of my way. And here we go. You want one of those? And here's the script I'm looking for. Portsmouth boys against the Narragansett boys. Let's see what happened when they met in the regular season. Portsmouth would win it 66-51. Portsmouth led by head coach Joe Ochi. Or as I've written here on my pregame show, head coach.
Oh, good job, Ochi.
His assistant is his son, Mario. And their captains are Tyler Hurd, Will Alves, and Kyle Balawa. They've been outscoring their opposition by an average of 62-52. And they're shooting free throws at 71%. Tyler Hurd, 6'3" senior, a big rebounder. Will Alves, a junior, athletic, some good instincts, and a nice inside game. Kyle Balawa, a junior, excellent shooter, 17 points a game. And man, can he hit from three-point range. Adam Canini, sophomore, scorer, point guard, almost 20 points per game. Thomas Hurd gets in there, grabs some rebounds, and scores about 8 a game. And let's see what else we have for you. In that previous meeting, Balawa had 23 points, including 4 threes. Adam Canini, 20 points. Thomas Hurd, 13, with 8 rebounds. And in the free throw department, Portsmouth was 20 of 27. Narragansett was 8 of 14. They were led by Owen Degnan, who had 14 points, Jackson Hole, who had 12, and Hayden Dewey, who scored 9. So they had themselves a pretty good battle. And somewhere around here is my script.
How thought you gave this guy the night off there, Brother Murphy?
Well, yeah, I thought you were going to be the first game. You just switched the game? Okay. And you are Mr. Graveline? One more time. Gravelin? Okay. We got our two officials here. And one of them is the one we expected, Gravelin, Jason Gravelin. And the other is our friend Paul Murphy, who was originally scheduled to do the first game, but ends up doing the second game. So let me talk about the Mariners before we run out of time. Led by head coach Phil Rattini in his third year. His captains are Braden Ansaldi, Owen Degnan, Chris Levesque, and Nate McFarlane. His scoring leaders include the point guard, Owen Degnan, along with Jackson Hole and Hayden Dewey. They prefer an up-tempo game. They like to go inside out and get the bigs involved. Not a great three-point shooting team. They throw up about 4 a game, or they hit about 4 a game, and they like to go to the basket. Defensively, they'll do mostly man, occasionally pressure at the half court or maybe the forecourt. They are averaging 54 points a game. Their opponents are averaging 53 points a game. And all 7 of their wins, they're 7-11, came at home.
Wow.
They have 5 seniors, a couple of juniors, 3 sophomores, and 1 freshman. In that previous meeting, well, we told you about the scoring rundown. So they had themselves a pretty competitive game there for a while.
For a while, yeah. If I can recollect that game, I know they took a lot of threes late in the game and a lot of ill-advised, and they weren't even close. So let's see if they utilize their size a little bit better than they did against Portsmouth the first time. And I think the tempo has to be a little slower for Narragansett, because if they have to try to run with Portsmouth, there's just no way they're going to run with Hurd and Canini, Balawa from the perimeter. They're just too athletic. And then when they bring in, you know, those two sophomores off the bench, Hackley and Casey, you know, they're pretty good 8-9 deep playing right now for Portsmouth.
Well, one thing Joe mentioned in our previous broadcast was they really can't afford foul trouble because they're not super deep. They can go 7, maybe 8, but you got to be careful. If you start losing some of those key players and have to sit them down, that could make things a little bit too interesting. But the comparison is Portsmouth is the number 7 seed. They went 10-8 in league play, 14-9 overall. Narragansett went 7-11 in league play, 10-12 overall. Their roster is 11 total. Portsmouth's roster is 12 total. You know, a lot of these teams have 15, 16,
you
17
just love
guys.
That. You like that, trying to learn all those names.
Oh, my gosh. But and just as we did in the first game, when we gave out our player of the game, and we did give it to Olivia Durant of Portsmouth, we have another gift certificate from West Main Pizza on West Main Road in Portsmouth to give to our choice for the boys' game, Portsmouth Player of the Game.
Yeah, that was a tough decision in the girls' game. There was a lot of good. I mean, after the first half, I would have given it to the Hurd girl, Annie Hurd. I thought it was 7 rebounds. She had a couple of nice drives to the basket. She was 2 of 4 from the floor, was 1 of 1 for the foul line. She did what she had to do. And, you know, Portsmouth girls are not big. Matter of fact, they're thin, and maybe the biggest one is 5'6". I don't know. But they hung in there because Sidgwick had a couple of good, strong bodies inside. And I hate to be saying this, but they were a pretty good team. I mean, they executed well. If some of those threes in the first half, that were design threes. I mean, against the zone, they give you that 8, you know, on the arc on the wing. A lot of them were in and out. And that young lady who hit 3 out of 4 at the end of the game, got hot early. DeRamo might have been a little different. But now Portsmouth controlled that game. And offensively, they're a very good team.
All right, the captains are meeting with the officials out at the middle of the floor to get ready for the start of this game. And it'll be interesting. You know, I was talking to somebody before the game. Maybe it was even you.
Might have been.
You never know. No matter what the seedings are, the readies are, if that lower-ranked team can put it all together, you know, and the favorite team struggles for any reason, you know, we can come up with a few surprises.
You work all season to get to the playoffs. And when you get to the playoffs, you're one win away from winning another, you know, going on. And so that's the way most of the teams come in. I mean, every now and then, I remember in the old days, it would be 1 versus 8, and 1 was really a dominant team. 8 was struggled. Not anymore. I mean, these schools are balanced. The game is so more different today with a 3-point shot and all these teams. You get hot one night, and the other team gets cold. You can beat anybody. So let's see what happens here tonight. And I'd be surprised if the Mariners play the way they did the last time they were here.
Well, I tried to set up some information coming to us from the other games. Rogers hosted Pilgrim in their first round game. And let's see what we have. Get out of town. Middletown beat Shea.
At Shea. Good for them. Good win, Mike.
Middletown 60, Shea 50. Middletown's moving on in the playoffs.
That's great because that's a tough place to play. Small gym. Shea, a very athletic team. And they just lost the last game of the season to, I believe it was to Lincoln, that put them in that spot to play Middletown. So, wow.
And Rogers comes away with a win, as they were favored by quite a margin over Pilgrim, 58-38.
Good job. Way to go, Mike.
So Rogers wins, Middletown wins. Portsmouth is favored in this one, but can't take that for granted. But Rogers will be on the road, and they will play
at Johnston, right?
At Johnston, either Monday or Tuesday. And then you've got Middletown, the number 11 seed, also on the road. And they'll take on Tolman?
Is Tolman the two? No, Lincoln.
I've got it right here. Oh, that's Division One. I don't have the Division Two standings. But Middletown moves on. They'll be on the road. But they're still in it. So, nice job.
They don't play Rogers, right?
No. Okay. Rogers is going to Johnston.
Oh, Rogers going to Johnston. Then it's going to be Johnston, Tolman. Middletown might get Lincoln.
And that's top team right there.
Yeah, I think Shea was four. Yeah, I think that's who Middletown might get.
And in this game, if Portsmouth does win, then they would move on to play at Barrington next Monday or Tuesday.
Good Barrington team. But Joe's confident. The other night we were talking. I actually went out to the Valley Inn the other night and had dinner and had a good long conversation with Joe. And, he played them tough. He thinks he can do well. And the last game, the big fella had a 14 or 16-point fourth quarter after Mr. Hurd fouled out.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll have to wait and see. Could be exciting. I'll have to just get WWADK.com on the computer and listen to you.
Yeah.
From Aruba. Well, last year we went and we watched the Middletown Finals. And the first round of the playoffs on the computer right there. It was pretty good.
Well, we're hoping that Mr. Scott Barrett can fill in for you. But I haven't made any decisions. I have to wait to see what all the scores are. Now I'm only waiting on this one that we're doing. And then we'll see the matchups and who's playing when and where. One thing I do know is that the gymnasiums at Barrington and Johnston are really small, and it would be difficult to broadcast from either one of those.
It would. At least Middletown, we have that gap there where the visitors' locker room is. But Barrington doesn't have that because their locker room's at the end of the gym. And so it's just bleachers, and there's just room for a half a scorer's table.
So the Portsmouth girls at Ponagansett on Tuesday is not out of the question. So that may be the way we're headed on Tuesday, but we'll wait and see how this one comes out, and do our best to bring you any playoff activity we can. But once we start going on the road to gymnasiums we don't know or have never broadcast from, it becomes a little bit of a question mark. I do know that I have broadcasted from Ponagansett.
Oh yeah, sized gym. Did we do that last year?
I don't know if it was last year or the year before, but
we've
been there.
Last year,
I had
Middletown and Lincoln.
Yep, it was. It's a place that takes a while to get to. Couldn't even tell you how to get there right now.
Oh yes, you can.
But
Route 6 out to 44 to 102, you'll get there.
All right, if that's the way we end up going,
bring a suitcase and pack a lunch.
That could happen on Tuesday, so we'll try to verify that. If not tomorrow, then definitely Monday we'll verify it. So keep posted, listening.
And I believe the finals of the divisionals are going to be at the the old Civic Center.
At the AMP?
Yes.
Oh.
They booked that. I talked to Mike Lundy the other night, and I think they finalized that there.
I thought that was for the state tournament, but it's for the divisional as well.
Oh, you might be right. I know the Open's staying at URI. I thought one of the rounds, or I thought he said the final rounds of the divisionals might be at the AMP. But that you'll find that out.
Well, look, Mike Lundy lives just down the street and around the corner. So
had a birthday, too, the other day.
He did.
Yes, he did. A lot of birthdays last week. Bob Angel 2 weeks ago. Mike Lundy last week. My daughter's father-in-law tonight. Wow.
Yeah, they keep coming. As long as they keep coming, I'm actually okay with that.
We're here to celebrate them.
As opposed to the other option. All right, both teams are completing their warm-ups, getting the instructions from the officials. And nice to see you. Barrington's here to
come to
scout.
Yep.
So, again, we are seated across from the scorer's table, right at midcourt. and get a good view. But the one thing we lack is they do not post the personal fouls. So we'll have to try to keep track of that on our own and do the best we can in that regard. So, all right, we're just about ready to get the teams back to their respective benches and introduce the starting lineups. So, let's see. Mr. Wensick, could you do me a favor and play O'Brien's? And then we'll be back.
At the O'Brien's Pub, it's always about good food, good friends, good times. It's no accident that the O'Brien's has been named in Rhode Island Monthly's Best of Newport County as the best neighborhood bar in 2000, 2001, 2022, and 23. Their menu accommodates all ages and appetites, and their fireplace adds warmth and comfort in these colder months. The O'Brien's Pub, 501 Thames, Newport. Follow them on Instagram.
We are back with the starting lineups. And, oh, my goodness, they're all going to come out at once. Holy cow. 14, 24, 10. I'll get the names for you in a second. 2. And everything happens at once. And 13, starting lineup. Chris Levesque, Hayden Dewey, Jackson Hole, Owen Degnan, and Braden Ansaldi. 4, Portsmouth. Number 1, Thomas Hurd is in the starting lineup. Number 2, and captain, Tyler Hurd, the senior. Joining him, Adam Canini, part of that starting 5. Captain Will Alves, a junior, introduced. And to round it out, junior captain, number 5, Kyle Balawa. So the usual starting 5 for the Portsmouth Patriots. All right, we're going to take a 30-second timeout for Gust of White. Then we'll be back. Stay with us.
Gust of White Sotheby's International Realty, selling Newport County homes since 1925. This full-service agency, locally owned by Paul Lees and Chris West, is an invaluable resource for residential sales, rentals, appraisals, and auctions, offering a wealth of local knowledge and worldwide exposure for your property. Don't just put a sign in front of your house, put your house in front of the world. Through Gust of White Sotheby's International Realty, 37 Bellevue Avenue, Newport. Phone 849-3000 or visit gustofwhite.com.
Bit of the national anthem for you before we get ready to go. I was talking to one of the officials in the girls game, Mike Dakotas.
Yes.
His daughter sings the national anthem.
Everywhere.
Almost everywhere, including everywhere. Fenway Boston
Park,
College.
Boston College. She just told me she was at the, she's done the Bruins games. She's done the Rhode Island Bruins, the Boston Bruins. She's extremely talented. 13 years old. And just as good. Yeah, he's very proud of her, and they go all over.
Yeah, that's quite the accomplishment at that age, my gosh.
And all she's right. Good, and she is good.
Here come the teams to the center court. Mr. Murphy. Mr. Murphy.
Paul.
Paul.
No, he's too busy. He'd tell me he'd come out. He pointed over and said he'd give the numbers.
Oh, he did? Yeah. Okay, that's what we're hoping. That one of the officials will turn to us on a foul and flash us the number. Portsmouth in the home whites with the red lettering and numerals. And Narragansett here in the red jerseys and shorts and the black trim with the white numerals.
Yeah, in the last game, Levesque and Degnan didn't have good games. If they have good games, we could have a battle here tonight.
The tap is controlled by Narragansett. And they go to work with Chris Levesque, and Degnan usually leads the way, but now Hayden Dewey has it out high. They go down to the baseline. Quick play and a layup right away for Owen Degnan.
A little flex offense. Easy layup.
Little pressure at midcourt by
Narragansett. 1-3-1, half court.
Portsmouth with the ball. Adam Canini with it. Goes right side. They work it around. Thomas Hurd works it back to Adam, who barks out some instructions. He is only a sophomore. Adam Canini. Bounce pass to a high post. Here's Alves going right to the hoop, but misses the layup. Narragansett rebound. In the person of Jackson Hole. At the other end, a baseline drive. A little dish and an easy layup for Jackson Hole.
Not too easy possession for the Mariners.
Pressure at midcourt by Narragansett. Canini across the timeline. Looking over. Here's Balawa. He's going to throw up a three and miss it. Back rimmed it. Down court. Pass is thrown. Stolen by Balawa. Turnover. Narragansett.
Now this 1-3-1 might cause problems, but if Portsmouth get two shooters up top, they should be able to attack it very easily.
At the other end, Canini has it out beyond the arc. Right angle. Still outside the arc. Now gives it up. Here's one of the Herds going to the basket to throw it up. No good. Misses the layup. Another rebound for Jackson Hole. Up court in a hurry. Long three. No. Ball's on the floor and taken by the Portsmouth Patriots' Thomas Hurd. Gets it in the hands of Balawa, left side. Back to Thomas Hurd. Across court to Adam Canini. Goes to the foul line. Stops. Dishes down low. Alves reverse layup. Misses it.
Two good looks for Will Alves. Nice job there.
Another rebound for Jackson Hole. 4-0. Narragansett. High post. Down low. Baseline. Pass on the wing. Nothing there. Here's a three-point attempt that misses the mark. Rebound comes down to Will Alves.
That's a good sign for the Patriots. They want to take long threes.
Here's Canini driving, dishing. Down low. Hurd dishes it back. Shot from the wing. No good. Rebound. Narragansett. In the hands of Braden Ansaldi. At the other end, a drive down the lane. A layup that's missed. Rebound comes down to Portsmouth. Tyler Hurd gets it up court. Three from there. That's way off the mark by Adam Canini.
Yeah, a little impatient that time. One and done, though, for every trip down the floor. That's three rebounds for Hall.
No points for the Patriots. 4-0 the score. Ball worked over here on the right side, and the whistle blows, and we had a...
All right, that's a turnover there. That's
turnover
the player, number 10, Dewey, running that baseline, went out of bounds, then came in, but he can't touch the ball as the first one in.
Balawa puts it in play, gets it in the hands of Adam Canini. Now in the hands of Thomas Hurd, back to Adam, across the timeline. Adam goes right side, deep. Thomas Hurd goes in the corner right side, and a traveling call against the Patriots.
Not a good start right here.
No.
Joe's going to try to see if he put the press up, change up a little bit of the tempo here.
Three-quarter court pressure, cross-court pass in the backcourt. They work it around, get it back in the hands of Owen Degnan. He gives it up, puts it in the hands of Hayden Dewey. Here's a three attempt that's off the mark. Weak side rebound taken by Tyler Hurd. Kyle Balawa the other way, puts it in the hands of Thomas Hurd. Right side, gets it back around the arc, back in the corner. A drive by Adam Canini, dishes it out. Balawa looking for some room, doesn't find any. Plenty of time on the shot clock. Balawa with it, stops, pops, nope, back rim.
Well, he's got a big, tall player on him, Dewey, at 6'2". Tough to get that shot off.
Tyler Hurd with a rebound. They get it back, and here's a shot from the wing, and it is in and out. And a rebound again by Jackson Hole.
Well, he's got four rebounds, and the Patriots are 0-for-5 from beyond the arc.
4-0, and we're midway through the first period. Here's a near steal, but it will go
by Portsmouth. Good play by Tyler Hurd.
And the Patriots are going to turn it over. And here's another steal taken by Alves. dishes it off in the corner. Adam Canini, three. Yes!
Good defense there. Nice job coming back and making that second steal. Looked like it was going to be a breakaway for Narragansett. And Portsmouth finally on the boards.
Pressure, three-quarter court, right at midcourt right now, and a steal by Adam Canini. Gets it up court in a hurry. Down to the basket. The layup is no good. A miss. That Thomas time Hurd. By Thomas Hurd. Back the other way. Fast break and a layup easily for Jackson Hole.
He's got two baskets and five rebounds. Not a bad start for Hole. And he's playing the point of this 1-3-1.
6-3 is the Narragansett lead. Canini has it. Nice bounce pass to Owls, but he doesn't have the shot. Gives it back to Adam for a three. Short. Rebound. 4-4. Portsmouth has it. Nicely done. Here's a work toward the basket by something down low. Looks like a foul.
Yeah, I think the rebound was by Thomas Hurd.
I didn't get who the foul was on. Right away, I got a problem with it. Adam trying to put it in play. Canini lofts it out to Will Alves, and he'll work it over to Thomas Hurd. He gets out near the center circle to set things up. Goes left side to Canini, fakes the three, drives to the top of the key, down the lane, and is fouled as he tried to make a pass to nobody.
Well, I think he was trying to get a shot up, but he ended up getting hit pretty hot. Looked like that time Narragansett on the inbounds went straight man to man, and they had a good matchup with Canini, I believe it was on Dewey.
It was. Two free throws here for Adam Canini, the sophomore, and his free throw is in and out. One more here for Adam. Gets himself set. And the free throw is good. Adam has all four of the points. 6-4, Narragansett. Pressure, three-quarter court. At midcourt, a kick off the foot of Kyle Balawa. I almost had that one. Slow reflexes.
Oh, you would have scored if you caught it.
All right, Narragansett ball. They'll put it in the hands of Owen Degnan. And now work it around. Double team. Degnan gets it back. Top of the key. Stops. Pops. Yes.
Well, we heard a lot of good things about him. That was a good move right there. He split two defenders, came to a jump stop, hit a 10-foot jump shot.
2 minutes left of the opening period. It's 8-4. Narragansett. Cross-court pass finds Will Alves. Nothing there. He gets it back, and Adam Canini puts in the short jumper.
Good job that time. Against that 1-3-1, you want to throw diagonal passes. They did, and then threw another one right back to the middle.
And down come the Mariners with some nice passing and an easy layup. And I don't know who got that score.
Ansaldi.
Ansaldi?
24, yep. Okay. They did a nice job, beat the press in the middle, drove down, and just dumped it down to the opposite side. So good execution against the pressure by Narragansett.
And I'm assuming that it's Portsmouth who called this timeout.
I think so. I don't think Joe's too happy.
And it's probably a 60. So we'll take a 30-second break and come right back.
Midtown Oyster Bar, your number one choice for the freshest seafood and the largest raw bar in town. Perfect for casual snacks and cocktails or a formal dining experience. Steps away, the Surf Club offers cozy comfort anchored by their brick oven pizza and handcrafted cocktails. Midtown Oyster Bar, 345 Thames, the Surf Club, 337 Thames. Two exceptional Newport waterfront experiences. Check out MidtownOyster.com.
Boys basketball Division I playoff action. Portsmouth, the number 7 seed, hosting Narragansett, the number 10 seed. And in the first quarter with a minute 35 left, it is 10-6, Narragansett.
Yeah, Portsmouth just 2 of 11 to start the game. All those by Adam Canini. He's got all 6 points.
He does. And he brings it across the timeline, angling over on the right side. Now looking for a screen. He's out deep. He's left side of the lane right now. Gives it up to Balawa, and Balawa is pushed. And that'll go against the Mariners, Chris Levesque.
And there again, so they were in that 1-3-1 to start. They looked like they caused some problems, even though Portsmouth had good looks. But now they're trying to play straight man-to-man, and there's some tough matchups here for them.
Thomas here to put it in play. Throws it right in the lane, and yeah, it's taken away.
A little too fancy alley-oop there.
At the other end, quickly. Narragansett there, missing a layup. Rebound is blocked on the putback attempt by Jackson Hole.
Good block by Tyler Hurd.
Putting it in play is Hayden Dewey, 6'2 junior, over the baseline. Gets it out deep, and they put it in the hands of Degnan. Nothing there for him. He puts it out deep here, and a three is good for Chris Levesque. It is 13-6. Canini walking it up the court, waiting for the offense to get set. Puts it in the hands of Tyler Hurd. Tyler goes right of the lane, dishes it off. Alves has it in the lane. Nothing there. Out it goes to Adam Canini. Drives left-handed, puts it up too strong. No good.
Good recovery defense that time by Narragansett. Cut him right off.
Braden Ansaldi got the rebound, and back to work goes the Mariner offense. Doing just fine. Here's a drive, a stop, a pop, and a miss. Rebound on the weak side goes off of Narragansett.
Yeah, Dewey 0-4. That was a real good look for him. He's one of their leading scorers, but has not found the rim yet.
13-6, 20 seconds left in the opening quarter. 6 points for Portsmouth, all by Adam Canini. Looks like they'll go for the last shot. Adam gives it up on the left side. Alves has it. Goes back out to Canini on the wing. A three is good.
Yeah, nice execution. Great play for Thomas Hurd. Wide open in the corner. And give Canini credit. He could have had a shot with about 3 seconds to go, but they ran one more pass, and it paid off for the Patriots.
A three for Thomas Hurd makes it a 13-9 Narragansett lead. We'll take a 30-second timeout right here.
At Clements Marketplace, family-owned and operated since 1980, the Butcher's Block offers the finest custom cuts of meat and their famous freshly ground beef, produced in-house every day from only the finest beef. Their by-the-sea department features the best in seafood choices, with a good portion from the wharves of Newport. Clements Bake Shop custom-designed cakes for special events, even scans a favorite photo to make it truly personal, and creates freshly baked breads, cookies, pies, cakes, and so much more.
Again, I'm going to ask Mr. Murphy if he can flash the numbers over here.
Yeah, you're getting paid good bucks. Come on, Murph. We need the help. We're getting old at the table.
Paul Murphy, one of the officials, along with Jason Grablin.
Well, Patriots just 3 of 13 in the first quarter, 2 of 8 from beyond the arc. Narragansett was 6 of 10 from the floor, 1 of 4.
No subs yet for the Patriots as we start the second quarter. Canini hands it over there to Hurd. Now down low, Alves dishes it out. Balawa has it. Will take a three. It's way off the mark. Portsmouth rebound attempt is no good. And Narragansett gets it.
Balawa's 0 for 3, but the big thing with that is he's got Dewey defending him, and Dewey's about 6'2", and he's really making that shot difficult.
All right, pressure in the backcourt by Portsmouth. Narragansett dealing with it easily. And here's a pass, putting in the hands of Hole. And now the pass is deflected low and stolen by Portsmouth.
Bad turnover by Dewey. Bad pass. It's his fourth turnover.
Adam Canini on the right side, deep. Pass comes out to Balawa, driving down the lane. Left-handed layup, up and in.
Good job there. Again, the diagonal pass against that 1-3-1 creates an overload situation, and it's usually 2-on-1.
Back come the Mariners. The lead is 13-11. Nice pass in the lane. Layup is missed by Hole, and a block on the putback attempt will be a foul on Portsmouth. And that will be... it's on Will Alves. His first, and it sends Owen Degnan to the line for a pair of free throws. First one off the back rim, no good.
First free throws in the game for Narragansett.
In the lineup for Portsmouth, Jackson Hackley, Will Alves takes a seat.
Alves had some good opportunities early. A couple of shots just didn't fall for him, but can't fault his hustle.
Degnan with his second free throw will hit it. Narragansett's lead is 14-11.
Now they go to a 2-2-1, three-quarter court press.
Canini dribbles right over the timeline, goes right down the lane, dishes it off on the wing. They work it around, a three off the mark for Portsmouth, fighting for the rebound. It comes out wide to Adam Canini, who hits a three.
Give credit underneath to Thomas Hurd. He got that second offensive rebound.
And at the other end, a near turnover by Narragansett. They save it. The ball comes loose, gets tapped back to the Mariners. A drive on the baseline, a dish put up and in nicely by Jackson Hole.
Well, they're attacking the baseline against that man-to-man defense by Portsmouth.
16-14 Mariners. They work it around the perimeter. And the ball in the hands of Thomas Hurd right now. Looking like a point guard. Gives it up to Balawa. Covered immediately. And it goes over to Adam Canini. Left wing three. Around, out, no good. Rebound. Comes down to Hayden Dewey. Mariners not wasting much time coming up court. Ball in the hands of Hayden Dewey right now. Drives right of the lane. Puts it up, block, gets it back, and puts it up and in.
Yeah, nobody stopped the basketball. He allowed him to just dribble right to the rim.
Little token pressure in the backcourt here by Narragansett. Broken easily by Portsmouth. Canini gives it up. There's a three from the wing. That's too strong. Underneath the rebound is no good, but
great
a foul.
Hustle.
Thomas Hurd getting up there.
That's his third offensive rebound. Great job by Hurd. Balawa. Now he's 0 for 4 from the floor.
Braden Ansaldi guilty of the foul. And it puts on the line Thomas Hurd for two. First one's good. He'll get one more, the junior. Thomas goes about 6'1", 6'2", and hits the second free throw. 18-16, Mariners. Second quarter action. Walking the ball up court is Owen Degnan.
Yeah, Portsmouth a little bit of 1-3-1. That must be the defensive play. Oh, nice move there. He missed an easy layup.
Man, Hole couldn't get that layup to fall. Back come the Patriots. Hurd is going to back it off, and then a whistle for a foul somewhere down low against Narragansett.
Well, one of the things in this 1-3-1 defense is there are a lot of gaps between the wing and the post player and the point, and you really got to be able to sag in and take that driving lane away. Otherwise, you create that 2-on-1, 3-on-1 situation.
Portsmouth will put it in play. No shots. Derek Lindsay is in for Narragansett on the baseline. Here's a three attempt. No good. High, long rebound. Fought for. Comes out to one of the Mariners. 18-16, Narragansett. Degnan trying to drive right of the lane. Throws it up on the run. Short. Rebound. Battle for down low and taken. That time by Tyler Hurd at the other end. Portsmouth with the ball. Cross-court pass goes to Balawa. Wants to drive. Ooh. Is knocked down. No call. Mr. Murphy doesn't feel there was enough contact. That was a crash between two people.
Yeah, well, sometimes they say if you go straight up and you don't create any contact, the player goes into you. Sometimes it's not a foul.
With the ball is Derek Lindsay looking for help, and he traveled before he made his pass.
Portsmouth defense doing a much better job of making Narragansett work for their shots.
And a timeout called by Narragansett, and it is a full timeout. But we'll take 30 seconds right here and come right back.
West Main Pizza in Portsmouth welcomes you for dining in or taking out. All safety protocols are in place as you get ready to select from West Main's award-winning menu, including those incredible pizzas, calzones, nachos, subs, burgers, salads, and much more. Plus, there's West Main's assortment of domestic, imported, and specialty beers, along with some wine. Since 1996, West Main Pizza, 1620 West Main Road. For takeout, 683-1492. And check out westmainpizzari.com.
And we are live from Portsmouth High School. Bob Angel, John Dias, and our producer-director, the inimitable Mr. Calder Wensick.
Inimitable?
Inimitable.
That's a beautiful word.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Portsmouth with the ball, down by two, halfway through the second quarter.
Mariners go man-to-man this possession.
Back to Adam Canini to the foul line, dishes it back. Wing shot from there is off the mark. Weak side rebound pulled down by Jackson Hole.
Is that by Hackley, that shot? Yeah, I think it was.
Here's a drive. Degnan on the run. Doesn't get the layup to go. Partially deflected. Rebound comes down to Thomas Hurd on the run of the Patriots. Bounce pass down near the baseline. By feed underneath. Hackley misses the layup from the right side.
Well, he had to go underneath the basket and try reverse layup. Didn't happen.
Pressure up the full court, but the Mariners get by. Hole has it right now. Dishes it back. A drive, a stop, and a block. Great block by Tyler Hurd. Portsmouth the other way. Adam Canini misses the layup. Fights for his own rebound and gets fouled on the floor.
Well, good move there by Canini. Just couldn't get that to shot, but a good offensive rebound by Hackley.
That foul is on Derek Lindsay, his first. No shot here. Portsmouth will put it in play. Hackley comes out of the game. Will Alves comes back in for Portsmouth. From the baseline, they work it around the perimeter. They go back in the corner, down low, all by himself, up and in, Thomas Hurd.
Well, we get back into this game again. Attacking the baseline in that 1-3-1, making one man play two.
18-18. Jackson Hole double team, gives it up back to Degnan. And between the circles right now. Less than 3 minutes to go before halftime. Hole has it, gives it back around. Puts it in the hands of Aiden Clancy. And the ball comes around, and it's going to be a drive by Hole. Almost threw it away. Saved by Dewey. They work it around the perimeter. They go in the middle. Degnan jumper up and in.
Well, good patience. Good ball movement that time by the Mariners. 5-6 passes. Found a man wide open in the middle lane.
20-18 Narragansett. 2:20 left. Halftime that far away. Adam Canini. Top of the circle. Keeps the dribble alive. Wanted to go left, but stumbled. Gives it out deep. Here is Thomas Hurd putting up a fadeaway and hits.
Tommy Hurd having himself a good basketball game.
Tied at 20. Here come the Mariners. Pressure. Double team. Dewey has it. Goes in the corner. This is Clancy trying a three. In and out. Rebound. And taken away by Will Alves. He ripped that rebound down. Back come the Patriots again. Right side. Dish is going to be, oh my, a collision underneath. And let's see if we have a foul.
Thomas Hurd going. No, I think it's good block, just a block.
Okay, and the good block was provided by Aiden Clancy, the sophomore. Portsmouth to put it in play. Gets it in the hands of Tyler Hurd. Turns, spins, shoots, and banks it in.
Yeah, doing a good job getting the ball down low. Not good matchups for Narragansett. Time Clancy had no chance against Tyler Hurd.
And that is the first lead for Portsmouth, 22-20. Degnan has it, goes in the lane, throws up a runner, and hits.
Yeah, Degnan's been their main player. That's 8 points for him, 4-6 shooting.
Tied at 22. 1:10 to go before halftime. Got a tight one going here. With the ball, Thomas Hurd gives it up. Long jumper by Alves off the mark. Rebound, Thomas Hurd goes right back to the basket. Gets blocked from behind. And Narragansett's on the run. Hole gives it up. Degnan fires, misses in close. Rebound. Portsmouth, and stepping on the end line was the rebounder, Tyler Hurd.
Owen Degnan's had some good, strong moves to the basket. Just short arm on his shot. Had to get it up a little higher in the square because he'd have about, well, he's missed three easy ones all within 2-3 feet of the hoop.
So, Narragansett puts it in play from the baseline. Gets it in. Working around it's Clancy. Here's a three. Dewey rolls around. No good. Rebound, Will Alves.
It was by Lindsay, but that's okay.
Is that Lindsay?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Here's a shot missed by Portsmouth from in close. On the run is Degnan. Left of the lane, driving, dishes. They work it around. And in the hands of Derek Lindsay. He's got the got the ball and the control at the point. Looking for some help, tightly guarded by Balawa. Drives right down the lane and dishes it, and it goes off one of the Patriots.
Yeah, good defense by Kyra Balawa. He really had Lindsay trying to get to the basket, trying to throw a little bounce pass, but deflected off the Patriots player.
Tied at 22 with 13 seconds left in the half.
And 13 seconds on the shot clock, too, I think.
There's an inbounds pass that finds Degnan. Now Hole go over on the left side. Clancy goes cross court, and they work it around in the corner. A Degnan three off the mark. Rebound. Canini driving, puts it up. Shot at the buzzer off the front rim. And we have ourselves a 22-22 tie between Portsmouth, the 7 seed, and Narragansett, the 10 seed. We'll take this time out and be back on WADK FM 101.1.
Since the early 70s, R&R Construction and the McDonald family have provided the very best in residential and commercial renovations, additions, decking, and much more. R&R's skilled craftsmen offer years of experience. No job's too big or too small. For your construction needs, get the job done right. Get R&R to do it. Fully insured, fully qualified. R&R Construction. Free estimates always available. Call R&R at 848-7797 or go to rnrconstructioncompany.com.
High School, and it is a battle between these two, evened up at 22 apiece after one half of basketball. Narragansett had the early control and took the break at 13-9 after one quarter. Then Portsmouth started to get back into it and eventually would tie it, take a very brief lead, and then end up tied at 22 after the first half. Got anything over there of interest, Mr.
Dias? I do. Just the shooting really is the key in this game so far. Portsmouth not having a good first half. They were 3 of 17 from beyond the arc, Bob, in that first half. 5 of 14 inside. And so that gives them 8 for 31, which isn't their normal thing. You look at Kyle Balawa. He's 0 for 4 from beyond the arc. Canini is 2 of 5 from beyond the arc. Hurd, 1 of 3. But inside, you know, if they get the ball inside, they're 5 of 14, so a little bit better. Only been to the foul line 4 times in that first half, as opposed to just 2 times for the Mariners. Narragansett on the other end, shooting the ball much better. They're 10 of 23 for the first half, 9 of 16 inside the arc. And if I can remember that game they played here earlier this year, they took a lot of threes. In this half, they only took 7. And a couple of them were good looks. But, I think Portsmouth City, they started to get the ball in better, but they're against it, changed their defenses from the 1-3-1, went to man-to-man, and they're against it really pretty much made Portsmouth shoot the threes. Rebounding-wise, the big advantage for Narragansett, I had them out-rebounding Portsmouth 16-13, when all 14 of those rebounds on the defensive end. And on the turnovers, Portsmouth, I had them for 3, and Narragansett for 6. So it's pretty even everywhere else. Foul line, Portsmouth just 3 of 4. But it's really Portsmouth's got to do a little better job of getting some looks inside and trying to get the ball to the basket. Because 17 threes, that's a lot for a half. And on the other end, Narragansett only took 7. And they're getting the ball inside. Jackson Hole is 3 for 5. Dagan is 4 of 7, so they've been their main scorers. Levesque had a 3. Dewey had 1 basket, I think, and Seldy had 1 basket. So it's really Hole and Dagan, and most of their shots have all come from inside.
Scoring breakdown for the Patriots. 9 points for Thomas Hurd. 9 points for Adam Canini. 2 points apiece for Tyler Hurd and Kyle Balawa, who has not had a good first half. For the Mariners, 9 points for Owen Degnan, 6 points for Jackson Hole, 3 for Chris Levesque, and then we had 2 points apiece for Hayden Dewey and for Braden and Saldi. 22-22 at the half in this Division I first-round playoff game. We will take a timeout for a number of messages here, and then we shall return.
Newport Propane and the Sherman family have been serving Rhode Islanders for nearly 60 years. At Newport Propane, we take pride in offering the very best customer service to clients who are truly part of our extended family. And when it comes to our installations, our customers receive only the best, with work that stands up like no other to the challenges that our beautiful coastline provides. Come join the Newport Propane family and see why so many fellow Rhode Islanders already have.
What's peanut butter without the jelly? What's ying without the yang? This is what A1 Roofing asked themselves when thinking about roofing and solar. And thus, A1 has launched their solar division in partnership with the master electricians at Beacon Solar. The time to go green's now. Take advantage of the 26% federal solar tax credit and energy incentives while they last. Call A1 Roofing to learn more about solar panels, battery storage, and electric vehicle charging stations. 265-1019.
The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, a local favorite since 1980 and a longtime supporter of Aquidneck Island youth sports programs. The Brick Alley is the 2022 winner as Newport's best restaurant, as well as being a past winner of Rhode Island Restaurant of the Year. There is something for everyone at the Brick. Anytime's a great time to do the Brick's famous nacho platters. Their award-winning burgers, steaks, and seafood dishes, and so much more. Just as in the world of sports, teamwork is everything at the Brick Alley. So come on in and see what the incredible team at the Brick can do for you. The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant is open 7 days a week, serving lunch and dinner. For more information, go to brickalley.com or stop in. The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, 140 Thames, downtown Newport. A classic dining experience since 1980.
Corrigan Financial believes everyone needs a financial plan. For 32 years, Corrigan Financial has been serving our community, helping families and businesses, much like a financial architect, establishing and designing a comprehensive framework that offers direction and support. This wealth of knowledge is personified through their professional staff and strengthened through continued investments in technology to power their processes and systems. With more than $1 billion of investment assets and 11 CPAs on staff, Corrigan Financial maximizes their clients' financial well-being by combining tax planning with investment strategy. So whether starting your career or just starting to look forward to your retirement, Corrigan Financial can help. Arrange a free consultation to discuss a financial planning process that leads to greater decision-making where clients can anticipate rather than react. Corrigan Financial. 32 years of helping their clients get from where they are to where they want to be.
We are at halftime of this Division I opening round game between Portsmouth and Narragansett. In the game earlier this evening, the Portsmouth girls would just get by Scituate 57-53. Portsmouth girls move on to the next round of the Division I playoffs, where they will go to Ponagansett for a Tuesday night contest. And the winner here will be moving on to take on Barrington in the next round.
Are they both all Tuesday night for all the playoff games? You don't
I don't know. Okay. I know that the girls are Tuesday night. I don't know about the matchup after this game. It's either Monday or Tuesday.
All right. Well, this is a surprising first half. I think Narragansett caught Portsmouth off a little bit with their 1-3-1 defense. They got the ball inside early. All their baskets were in close. But then Portsmouth started to get a better feel for it. And for some reason, Narragansett came out of it and tried to go man-to-man. And they just don't have the personnel. They just, you know, on that 1-3-1, they were able to shade Bilal and not allow him to get open. And, of course, their wings are 6'2", 6'1", 6'2", is a long arm, so they made his shot difficult. But when they went to the man-to-man, they just really can't keep up with Canini's penetration. And, you know, he's become such a good player that when he penetrates now, it's not just to score. He's penetrating, looking, he's penetrating, trying to find his open teammate and not settling for the three. So you know, look for him to have a good second half if they stay in the man-to-man.
Well, we'll see how it – I think at the beginning of this second half, we'll learn a few things from both sides.
Yeah, I think it will be more of a Portsmouth maybe applying a little more pressure because Narragansett did get some easy looks in that flex offense to start the game. And Dagan in particular had a good first half going to the basket from the foul line down. So those adjustments Joey's going to have to make because the guards aren't that strong. Dewey in the backcourt. Levesque did make one shot. And then he brought the young kid in, Lindsay. He's only a freshman. And this is a big game for a freshman to come in. For some reason, I guess maybe Levesque has two of those fouls. And that's why he was in the game.
Yep. So not a lot of fouls called in the first half.
No.
I have five against Narragansett.
Yeah. Portsmouth went to the foul line twice, and Narragansett went once. So they were starting with the starting lineup back out to the same. Both teams starting the same way they started the game.
Chris Levesque will put it in play for Narragansett right in front of D. And we are underway in the second half. Mr. Dagnan takes over the point. Right to left go the Mariners in this second half as we sit across from the scorer's table. A three, Levesque, no. Rebound up high for Portsmouth from Thomas Hurd.
Well, right off the bat, they came right out and hit a long three versus the man-to-man.
Balawa gets a pass down low. There's a spin in the lane and a steal by Narragansett's Hayden Dewey.
Well, you read that fine. Trying to drive the lane and kick to the corner.
Here is Dagnan driving to the foul line on the run. Ball comes loose. Turnover Narragansett. Canini's going to go take it to the basket, and it's deflected and blocked by Narragansett. I think that was Hole again.
It's the second block of the half.
Dagnan gives it back to Hole. Misses an easy shot down low. Ball is knocked around, finally squared away by Thomas Hurd.
It was Dagnan that missed the easy shot.
Here's a baseline drive by Adam Canini. Dishes it out to Alves. They work it around for a Balawa three. It's good, and he's fouled.
That's fitting. He's had a good half that time. It was a long three, and Dagan just came out, tried to close out on him. Didn't do it. Hit him really hard, knocked him to the ground. He's going to get a free throw. It'll be a four-point play.
Is that on Dagnan?
I believe it was 14, Bob.
Yeah. So at the line to try to make it a four-point play, Balawa hits it.
That's his first bats of the game in the big one. Gives him a four-point lead.
26-22, excuse me. At the other end, a layup attempt missed. Rebound Portsmouth. Up quickly, up court it goes. And Adam Canini has it stolen and knocked away from behind. Excellent hustle by Chris Levesque.
Yeah, good job by Levesque. That's Dagan's missed. Two easy putbacks, Bob. Down underneath that basket.
Yeah, it is 26-22,
yeah. Four-point play.
And Portsmouth will put the ball in play and go in the middle. And right there, spinning around and trying to put it up and in is no good. Rebound to Narragansett. Here come the Mariners on the run. Quickly to Dagnan. Wants to drive. Puts it up, no good. Blocked. Great play, Thomas Hurd. Down court it goes. Tyler Hurd in the lane is fouled from behind.
The pace of the game now is all in Portsmouth's favor, but that's three good, strong moves. Dagan just takes off a little too soon, so he's coming down when he's going to try to release the ball, but he's 0-for-3, and not one of his shots been beyond 2 feet.
That is three fouls on Owen Dagnan.
Yeah.
And he's sitting down. Portsmouth to put it in play over the baseline. Gets in the hands of Alves. Gonna try to put something in, can't do it. Gives it up. On the wing, right side. Tyler Hurd. And we have contact as Tyler tried to make a drive on the baseline.
And Saldi just a little too slow. Hurd very quick. And that's a third team foul on Narragansett less than 2 minutes in.
Braden Ansaldi commits his second foul. Putting it in play is Adam Canini. Gets it in the hands of Tyler Hurd. Goes right in the lane, puts it up on the run, too strong. Rebound, Narragansett, trying to get up court in a hurry. And we had some contact near midcourt, and it'll be a Portsmouth foul, and it'll be on Adam Canini, his first.
Yeah, right now, Narragansett, not strong guard play right now with the freshman Lindsay in there and Dewey. And Dewey's, you know, been doing most of the backcourt play, but not that strong.
At the other end, Narragansett with the ball, almost turned it over. Bounce pass, another pass, hole in the lane, throws a little hook up, no good. Rebound, Thomas Hurd gets it up court in the hands of Balawa. Goes in the corner, Adam Canini comes back out deep. They work it around. And, oh, what a push.
Could have been again. And he got knocked down again.
He did. No call. 29-22 and a timeout called by Narragansett. 30 seconds. And we'll be back after we take a 30-second timeout.
At the O'Brien's Pub, it's always about good food, good friends, good times. It's no accident that the O'Brien's has been named in Rhode Island Monthly's Best of Newport County as the best neighborhood bar in 2000, 2001, 2022, and 23. Their menu accommodates all ages and appetites, and their fireplace adds warmth and comfort in these colder months. The O'Brien's Pub, 501 Thames, Newport. Follow them on Instagram.
And back with you, Bob Angel and John Dias. Our producer-director is Calder Wensick. And we've got ourselves a 29-22 Portsmouth lead over Narragansett.
Kyle Balawa, 7, Narragansett, not in the first 3 minutes.
Pressure in the backcourt by Portsmouth. Breaking through, Jack hole for Narragansett. And now a work over to Hull in the sideline. Turn, spin, shoots, and hits.
I was going to say, they have not taken many good shots the second half. And that wasn't one, but it went in.
29-24. Back come the Patriots. Put in the hands of Alves out deep to Adam Canini. Tightly guarded. Gives it up to Balawa. Balawa top of the key. And he is going to be fouled.
He's getting much more aggressive with the basketball, trying to create some shots, and that's allowed is for him to get some penetration.
Hayden Dewey with his second personal, no shots. 5:09 to go in the third quarter. Portsmouth up 5. Pass comes in, finds the mark, and now trying to find some room is Kyle Balawa. Top of the key, backs it off. Shot clock, plenty of time. Here's Adam Canini out deep on the left wing. Drives, gets down onto the baseline, throws up a little runner, no good. Underneath, Alves, pump fake, tries to put it up, blocked from behind. At the other end, here come the Mariners in a hurry. And a drive down the lane is good.
Chris Levesque.
Chris Levesque, and he got fouled.
That was a good, strong move. Most of the times, they just go across and fling it up. He took it strong to the basket, got on the other side of the rim, and he's going to go to the foul line.
Thomas Hurd's first personal of the night. And it puts Chris Levesque on the line to try to make it a three-point play. And it is rounded off. Rebound, Thomas Hurd. Thomas brings it back himself. Gets between the circles straight away. Gets it to Balawa. On the right wing. Balawa tightly guarded, wants to go to the basket, has the ball knocked away from behind.
Yeah, Levesque with a nice steal from behind.
Mariners come back the other way with the ball. Derek Lindsay looking for somewhere to go. Keeps the dribble alive, tightly guarded by Adam Canini. And still with the dribble is Derek Lindsay. Finally, he gives it up. A three thrown up by Levesque, and that's going to be no good.
Had a long three and had no shot. And I don't think the shot clock was that down. Right now, Lindsay's having a tough time. He's got Adam Canini guarding him. He really can't get near again into any offensive flow.
Adam brings the ball up court, left to right. Go the Patriots as we look on opposite the scorer's table. And here is Will Owes with it right now on the right wing. Gets to the foul line, goes down the foul area, and gets it blocked from behind. Narragansett trying to get up court in a hurry. Puts it in the hands for a three that is good by Derek Lindsay.
Just as we spoke, that was a good defensive end. Another block down this end by Hull.
Tied at 29. A three by Balawa, no good. Rebound by Ansaldi. And a steal back by Portsmouth. And Balawa doesn't get it to drop, but he got fouled.
Well, there again, so got a good break there, got the rebound, and Saldi just careless on the outlet pass, turned it over, and now we're going to send Balawa to the line.
Jackson Holt guilty of the foul that puts Kyle Balawa on the line to shoot a pair. Kyle has all the points for Portsmouth in this quarter and adds another one. Degnan comes back in for Narragansett with his three personals. Kyle Balawa waiting at the line for one more free throw. Lefty puts it up around and no good. Fight for the rebound comes down.
Tyler Hurd
in the lane. Alves is blocked. It'll be Portsmouth ball.
Alves has worked real hard. He just, every time he goes to the rim, he's only about 5'9", 5'10". He's going up against a big guy, and they blocked a couple of his shots today.
Alves gives it back to Adam Canini. Jumper on the wing. Nope, too strong. Easy rebound for Narragansett and Jackson Hole.
That was a great blockout by the young point guard, Lindsay.
In the middle, Degnan has it. Driving, gives it up. Shot from the wing for three. No, too strong. Weak side rebound. Try to be saved by Portsmouth's Tyler Hurd, but it'll be Mariners' ball.
Well, Lindsay wide open in that corner. Another good look, and nobody found him at all. I think that time Canini got caught underneath.
Under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Super low-scoring game here. Degnan has it, gives it out high, gets it back. Going to throw up a three, misses. Weak side rebound, Will Alves. Adam Canini brings it up court. Gets it to Balawa, left of the lane with a drive. Banks it, no good, too strong. On the run, Narragansett, down court in a hurry. Degnan puts it up and in on a nice pass.
Pass by Dewey. One of the few transition baskets they've got.
Narragansett up, 31-30. Back comes Portsmouth. Down by a point. Adam Canini with it. Wants to take a three. In and out.
Wow.
Rattle.
Wow.
That was halfway down. Degnan with the dribble over the timeline. Over the right side of the lane. Dishes it off on the wing. The shot, no good. Rebound down to Adam Canini. Up court it goes. Down for the layup, putting it up, no good. And a foul called against Hayden Dewey.
Yeah, it's going to be an intentional, a flagrant.
That'll be his third, but he really came down hard on Tyler Hurd and got called for it.
Well, he didn't try to just block the shot. He really tried to rip his arms down and...
It's going to put Tyler Hurd on the line, but now Paul Murphy and Jason Gravelin are discussing things here. The intentional foul holds.
Yeah, so it'll be two foul shots and the ball.
So Tyler steps to the line, one of the captains. Gets a pair of free throws here. The first one is on the way and good. That evens it at 31. One more here for Tyler Hurd, senior captain. It's on the way and good.
And the Patriots will maintain possession.
32-31, Portsmouth. 1:58 to go, third quarter. Portsmouth will put it in play, but first coming in is Aiden Clancy for the Mariners. Balawa to put it in play on the baseline. Feeds it. Hurd. This time it's Tyler Hurd, and he traveled.
Good defense that time by Ansaldi. He just held his ground, made Tyler move, and unfortunately moved his foot with it.
Pressure in the backcourt. And a traveling violation called against Degnan thanks to the pressure of Portsmouth.
Yeah, well, good pressure by Portsmouth. But again, the young freshman, Lindsay, gave him a bad pass. Threw the ball right where two defenders were, and he tried to turn and get away from it.
Portsmouth looking to put it in play, get it in the hands of Tyler Hurd, and they work it back on the wing for an Alves three. Yes!
Well, he earned that. He's had a rough game inside, getting everything blocked. That time left him wide open. He drilled it. Big three.
35-31, Portsmouth. Minute 40 to go, third quarter. Here is Degnan. to Ansaldi. Ball's stolen and goes out of play, and it goes off of Narragansett.
Good quickness there. Ansaldi has a rough time. He's just not, he's just a big kid and just not as quick as all the Patriots. And that time, the hustle by Kennedy.
Technical foul is called.
It's going to be on Adam Kennedy.
Is it on Kennedy or the coach? No, yeah. It's on Kennedy. He was going back and forth with head coach Phil Rattini.
There was some comments made.
Joe Ochi wants an explanation. Seems to be content with it. Now Paul Murphy goes over to talk with Jason Gravelin. And Paul Murphy is pointing to the Narragansett bench.
Well, it's a boat.
All right, it's on the head coach.
He's got to sit. So they're double technical, no shots.
And Portsmouth ball. They're up by four, late third quarter. With the ball, Thomas Hurd acting as the point to Balawa. Deep right, out high. Adam Kennedy, three. No, short. Rebound off of Portsmouth.
Adam's not having a good shooting half. He's 0-5. All three threes missed and two inside. Really, still only Balawa from the floor and the two free throws by Hurd.
Ball put in play. Narragansett has it. Pressure in the backcourt. Up court comes the youngster, Derek Lindsay. Pass goes down to Ansaldi. Dishes it off. Clancy. Shot by Degnan off the mark. Rebound down low. Ansaldi up and in.
Nice offensive rebound down on Ansaldi. First passes of the game for him.
35-33. Portsmouth with the ball. 50 seconds to go in the third quarter. Adam Kennedy with it around the perimeter. Looking for help. Gets it to Balawa. Kyle stops, fakes, gives it off. Alves has it now. Left of the lane. Dishes it down to Tyler Hurd. Kennedy, three. In and out again.
Boy, great looks. I'm giving him, just won't fall.
30 seconds left in the quarter. Up by two are the Patriots. With the ball right now, Derek Lindsay, the youngster, gets it to a high post and hole. Looking to go down low. Not much there. And Ansaldi goes down low. Finds an open man.
Clancy, they ran the flex offense to perfection there. More than one time on the baseline cut. Got an easy layup.
Aiden Clancy gets on the board. Here's a drive by Kennedy. Stops, pops, misses. Rebound put back and in. Kyle Balawa.
Well, don't give up on the play. Kennedy hit a shot, missed his shot, but Balawa just flew in there, caught it in midair, and put it right in.
37-35. It's Portsmouth leading Narragansett. We've got quite the fourth quarter coming up. But right now, a timeout for 30 seconds.
Gust of White Sotheby's International Realty, selling Newport County homes since 1925. This full-service agency, locally owned by Paul Lees and Chris West, is an invaluable resource for residential sales, rentals, appraisals, and auctions, offering a wealth of local knowledge and worldwide exposure for your property. Don't just put a sign in front of your house, put your house in front of the world. Through Gust of White Sotheby's International Realty, 37 Bellevue Avenue, Newport. Phone 849-3000 or visit gustofwhite.com.
And don't forget, at the end of our broadcast, we will be determining our Portsmouth player of the game and give that young man a gift certificate for one large pizza from West Main Pizza, West Main Road in Portsmouth.
Well, not a very good shooting half quarter by all both teams. Portsmouth is just 4 of 15 from the floor, 1 of 8, 1 of 7 inside the arc. And Narragansett is not much better, 6 of 16. But just 1 of 5 from beyond the arc.
All right. Portsmouth putting it in play to start the fourth quarter. Here's Balawa trying a three. No shot, says Paul Murphy. And they
go to block on Tyler Hurd.
Tyler Hurd with an illegal block gets his first personal. Narragansett puts it in play. Pressure in the backcourt. Double teaming the inbounds pass. Saved here by Derek Lindsay. Gets it up court. Wants to go to the hoop. Puts it up, a little floater. No good. Rebound weak side. Still faking, trying to put it up. Holes too strong. Fight for the rebound. Down to the Mariners again. And they'll reset it.
Yeah, had a good look there. The offensive rebound by Hole.
Derek Lindsay, freshman guard, in charge. Here's Hole out deep. Big guy, about 6'3". Goes left side. This is Degnan playing with three fouls. Here's Ansaldi. Pass down on the baseline. Hole with a hook. Yes. Little baby hook there.
Yeah, a little baby hook.
37 all. Tied up here. Final quarter, 7 minutes remaining. Here's Adam Canini. Canini looking for some room. Goes left down the lane. Dishes it off. Here's a stop, a pop, and in it goes for Thomas Hurd. 39-37. Again, the double team on the inbounds pass. Degnan dribbling up. Goes right down the lane. Throws it up on the run and puts it in.
It was a 3-on-2, and he was going to pass it in the last minute. Decided to take the shot.
39 apiece. Here's Balawa trying to go left of the lane, and he is fouled by Degnan, who can't believe he got called, and that is his fourth personal foul.
Well, earlier they had, I think it was Dewey on it, but Dewey's out of the game right now after that flagrant foul. I think he can come back in. But he did a good job on Balawa with his size.
Jack Casey's in there for Portsmouth. Oh, Adam Canini with a spin move, too strong. Ball is tapped out of bounds by the Patriots.
Boy, Adam Canini having a rough second half, 0 for 7.
6:26 in the game, tied. Ball gets passed in, a quick pass gets out of trouble. And here's the freshman dishing it off on the wing. Clancy, three, no, too strong. Weak side rebound, Ansaldi. Here's Degnan down the lane, a floater around, no good. Rebound down low, taken by the Patriots. That's Tyler Hurd. Down it comes to Balawa from Canini. In and out again. They can't get these threes to go down. And the ball is tied up. And a foul is going to be called on Adam Canini.
Well, yeah, good looks down the other end. I'm just watching there again. So they're coming down. They're beating the press in the backcourt. Beating in midcourt. And they're 3-on-1, 3-on-2. But both the big guys are flying to the corners. One of them just goes to the rim. They're going to get an easy layup.
And here's the young man, Derek Lindsay, double-teamed. Ball comes loose.
Yeah, they're going to give this young kid some help in the backcourt. They can't leave him. They had three players all over him.
Little wet spot over there on the far side in front of the Portsmouth bench. So we got to get that taken care of before the play resumes.
A little wet spot.
5:55 left in the game. We're tied at 39. And Narragansett has the ball.
Portsmouth falling back. They were lucky the last two times. They could have had layups, but they keep going to the corners and trying to take threes.
Bringing it up court is Degnan, riding those three personals. And Saldi has it, gives it up. Fake by Hole, puts it up on the run and hits.
Okay. That was a better move for him.
41-39. He got it done against Adam Canini that time. Here is Adam with the ball. Goes out high to Tyler Hurd. Back to Adam. Left side. Down the lane. Too strong. No good on the layup try.
Hole, big rebound.
Hole, another rebound. Cross court pass to Degnan. Puts it up and in. 43-39 and Narragansett, who just built up a 4-point lead, calls timeout.
Yeah, a couple of tough shots going to the basket. Nothing falling for Adam Canini. This whole second half.
And in this quarter, Narragansett has now outscored Portsmouth by a margin of 8-2. And we can take a 30-second timeout right here.
Clements Marketplace, family-owned and operated since 1980, lets you shop conveniently from your mobile device with their groceries to go service. Choose either pickup or home delivery. Clements now delivers to Newport to go along with your service to Middletown, Portsmouth, Tiverton, and Bristol. To shop today, simply visit clementsmarket.com. Clements, a neighborhood store in the very best sense of the word. An integral part of the Portsmouth community, supplying wholesome, fresh, and traditional foods to Aquidneck Island and beyond.
ball as they put it back in play. A little over 5 minutes left. Portsmouth down 4 points. Adam Canini goes across to Balawa, right of the basket, throws up a runner. No, rolls off the rim. Rebound is fought for, goes out of play, off of the Patriots.
Yeah, that was a set play run for Balawa coming out of the timeout, and they flared him to the backside. He just, you know, with his defenders in his face, he's just having a hard time. Just 2 of 5 this half.
43-39, Mariners with the ball.
The Patriots go 1-3-1 here.
Degnan has it, goes in the corner, right side to Clancy. Out deep it comes. Long three from there is in and out, no good. Rebound by the Mariners, no good. Here's another rebound by the Mariners, and Saldi up and in.
Oh, well. Big guys against that 1-3-1, Bob. There's only one guy back underneath the basket. Everybody's on the wings.
Portsmouth getting out rebounded big time. Here is Kyle Balawa in the lane, loses his balance, falls down, stolen away by the Mariners. Pass up court, and Saldi tries to catch it and lays it up and in. 47-39, Narragansett. Joe Ochi was trying to call a timeout, and nobody was paying attention. Now he gets a timeout, and it will be a 60-second break. 47-39, 4:02 left in the game. We take a 30-second timeout right here.
Midtown Oyster Bar, your number one choice for the freshest seafood and the largest raw bar in town. Perfect for casual snacks and cocktails or a formal dining experience. Steps away, the Surf Club offers cozy comfort anchored by their brick oven pizza and handcrafted cocktails. Midtown Oyster Bar, 345 Thames, the Surf Club, 337 Thames. Two exceptional Newport waterfront experiences. Check out MidtownOyster.com.
John Dias, our producer director, is Calder Wensick. And I think the Patriots are in trouble.
They're in trouble. Well, since that double technical on Canini and the coach, I know Will Owls hit a three in the corner and Hurd hit a jump shot. That's been it. Other than Bilal's first 9 points of the third quarter, those are the only two players to score.
Yeah, I have Portsmouth with 2 points in this fourth quarter, courtesy of Thomas Hurd.
Yeah, the little jump shot.
Portsmouth ball. Puts it in play. Do the Patriots. Canini will give it up to Balawa for a three. In and out again.
Well, again, they're running set plays just for that.
And back come the Mariners. Little pressure at midcourt. A double team. No problem. Degnan has it. Backs it off. Mariners in the lead. And Portsmouth in trouble. Down low. Nice pass. Clancy up and in.
Well, they have not defended that flex offense at all, and that's a big basket for the freshman.
That's 12 points in a row for Narragansett, leading 49-39. At the other end, dish back, goes to Hurd. He drives, puts it up on the run, and puts it down. Thomas Hurd.
Yeah. Well, that was a good, strong move against the man-to-man. Keep back, doubling the basketball.
Back come the Mariners. Working it around. Degnan has it, guarded by Adam Canini. Now in the hands of the freshman, Derek Lindsey.
Lindsey, as the game's going, he's done a pretty good job as a point guard.
He has, no question. Pass works its way to Clancy, goes down low. This is Hole with it in the lane, puts it up, no good. Rebound. Tyler Hurd. Back come the Patriots, need points. A drive and a foul, a reach and foul right there. And that is on Jackson Hole, his second.
And just the second. Ooh, I'll sit Balawa down right now, bring in Hackley. I was surprised they had taken Ford Hackley in a little while ago for Thomas Hurd.
2:39 remaining in the game. Portsmouth down by 8 and putting the ball in play over their own end line.
After they tied the shoe.
Little shoe tying going on right here by Mr. Canini. Looking to put it in play. Still looking. Gets it into play. And they work it around in the corner to Adam Canini. Canini's going to take a long three and hits it.
Well, he finally made one. That's 1 of 5, but that's a big one. That cuts down. They're in the game, back in the game again.
Down by five at the other end, and Saldi passes it out deep. Degnan's going to slow it down and reset. Now drives, top of the key, backs it off, looking for help. Goes to Insaldi out high, down on the baseline. Clancy misses the shot, rebound Adam Kanini.
Oh, that play's been working. That time was on the other side. He just hit that one too hard.
Kanini tries another three.
Wow, I tell you what, Bob, that's a sophomore. That's two great possessions.
49-47 at the other end. Pass gets down low. Double fake. Clancy up and in.
Well, Clancy's been the man against that press. He's just running to the blocks and getting layups.
51-47. Portsmouth down. And the three by Kennedy. Three in a row. Adam.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Yeah. 0 for 4. 0 for 7 before those last three shots. And none of them near the basket. They were long-range threes. That says a lot. Great effort.
51-50. A one-point lead for Narragansett. A foul on Portsmouth. Jackson Hackley, his first Narragansett ball to put it in play next to John Dias.
It's amazing because Narragansett's been scoring at the other end. I give him credit.
They get the ball in play to Degnan. Degnan at the top of the key, drops it down low, and up and in is Jackson Hole.
Good job beating, attacking the press, getting the two-on-one, and they're not running to the corners, Bob. They're going to the basket, and the men are wide open for layups.
So a timeout call with a minute 31 to go. Portsmouth is down by three, 53-50.
Well, the nature of this game is the three-point shot, and obviously it's brought Portsmouth back from really 10 down. But at the other end, Narragansett in that third quarter was beating the press, but the people were spreading out to the corners, and they're not shooters, and so therefore gave Portsmouth time to get back and defend the basket. Now they've got a guy in the block, and when they go down there, it's just a layup. You know, the defense just can't get back that quick to the low block. They can get to the corners, but not to the low block.
Adam Kanini has hit three threes in a row, but the Mariners are still on top by three with a minute 31 remaining.
Well, they're beating the first trap, and Portsmouth now really extending that pressure. They're putting two on the ball and one taking away the return. So if you split that first trap, you got three on two every time.
Portsmouth will put it in play. Pressure awaiting them at midcourt. And Adam Kanini brings it up, and now they back off the half-court pressure. Kanini going to take another three. This one bounces around, but no good.
Hole
with a rebound.
One.
Pressure in the backcourt by Portsmouth. Breaking the pressure is Degnan. Gets it up deep to work it around from Hayden Dewey. Here's the young freshman, Derek Lindsay, with it. They get it back to Degnan, the leader. And they work it to Dewey. Working up. Taking up time, nice bounce pass. Hole puts it up and in.
Oh, good execution. Give him credit. They're making good passes and good plays.
At the other end, Kanini driving, putting it up on the run, and good. He's trying to do it on his own.
Almost.
55-52. Double team and a foul committed. I think that's going to be on Will Alves.
Might be on Will Alves or Bilala. Yep, good call, Bob.
Alves picks up his second personal. Hackley come in? Is that what I just heard?
Yes, Hackley just came in. I think Portsmouth's going to have to foul, Bob. It's 40 seconds. And if they foul, they send them to the line. That might be the best thing, because otherwise they can kill some time.
Hackley's in there guarding closely. Degnan with the ball, double team. And timeout called by Narragansett. Portsmouth with the pressure, but they couldn't get hold of the ball before the timeout. 34 seconds remaining.
30 on the shot clock, so Narragansett can run this all the way down to 4 seconds, and they have only committed two team fouls. They fouled a lot in that third quarter, in the second quarter, when Portsmouth got back in the game, so they could foul and not allow Portsmouth to maybe get off any shots.
Portsmouth is on the verge of being eliminated in the first round. They are the number 7 seed. Narragansett's the number 10 seed. And right now the Mariners are in charge with only 34 seconds remaining, and Narragansett will have the possession. You want to commit the foul even though you're down by three?
Well, the thing is, you know, they could run the clock out. I think what you're going to play aggressive defense. If you foul, you foul. And then you want possession, so you got to get the ball back. You don't want to get it back with just 4 seconds left in the game. So I think I would trap, double team, and then if you have to foul right away, foul. If they miss it, you get a chance to come down with plenty of time to tie the score.
All right, Mariners to put it in play here on the sideline. Hole gets it in the backcourt. Degnan has it. Degnan gets the pass
there
away. Stolen away. Portsmouth, three. Panini, yes! Panini!
I've seen it all. I mean, that's unbelievable. Great job. They pressed. They doubled the ball. They made him make a long pass. Great steal. But I think that was Thomas Hurd or Tyler Hurd. Made the steal. Got it right to Panini. So now 23.5. Narragansett's got the ball.
55-55. And the Mariners could run it down to the final seconds and either settle for a tie or take the last shot.
Well, I think you take the last shot. But if Portsmouth puts the pressure on, now you don't foul because they would go to the line and get two. So just a good defensive pressure right there. They double dig and almost back to the other foul line. They had the ball at midcourt and threw the ball into the backcourt. And then the pass was just a little too long, not directly. Should have been a little shorter pass. So good defense. Give the credit. And Thomas Hurd, after he made the steal, gave the ball right up to Canini. No hesitation. And banged it. That's four consecutive threes he's made. Five of his last six shots have been all Canini. All the points in this quarter, I think, pretty much of him.
14 out of the 16 belong to Adam Canini, including four threes. 23.5 seconds remaining. Mariners will have the ball.
Yeah. And a good move here by Portsmouth. I think they're going to put a little pressure on there against it. They have not handled it good the entire game. They've had some good spurts. But there you go, the freshman guard. Dagan's been doing most of it. It's just man to man.
Derek Lindsay has it. Tightly guarded, but no foul. Gets across the timeline. Guarded tightly by Thomas Hurd. Gets the ball to Degnan. Degnan has it. Being guarded by Hackley. Tight. Looking for trouble. Gets it over here to his teammate Dewey. Here's the long three. Clancy.
Oh.
No. Rebound. Comes down to Portsmouth. And time runs out.
Narragansett did a good job. Young freshman Clancy had about a 20-footer. Would have been a three-pointer. Not that it needed to be a three-pointer, but Portsmouth's got a life, and they're going to go to overtime.
55-55. And overtime it shall be. We'll take a 30-second break and be right back.
Since the early 70s, R&R Construction and the McDonald family have provided the very best in residential and commercial renovations, additions, decking, and much more. R&R's skilled craftsmen offer years of experience. No job's too big or too small. For your construction needs, get the job done right. Get R&R to do it. Fully insured, fully qualified. R&R Construction. Free estimates always available. Call R&R at 848-7797 or go to rnrconstructioncompany.com.
Okay, well, it turns out we're not quite in overtime. They put a half second back on the scoreboard clock. Portsmouth will be putting it in play, but with a half second, that's near impossible to get off a shot in time before the buzzer.
You can catch and shoot with four-tenths of a second, but you know, they got to throw the ball the length of the floor. They should have somebody all the way down here.
So the ball comes in. Canini's going to throw it down the end of the court, but nowhere near the basket. And now we are officially going to overtime.
That was a pass. We'll call that a pass. I'm not going to give him a shot on that. He's just had too good a half.
Okay.
Wow.
So overtime it shall be. Tied at 55. One of these two is going on to the second round. What a battle between the 7 and the number 10 seeds.
So 7 of 16 in that half. They were 3 of 8. They made 4 of the last 8, and they were all Adam Caninis.
Canini in that quarter. four threes and a two, 14 points. He's got 23 in the game.
That was after he missed his first eight shots in the second half. That was a great performance. That was unbelievable. Wow. I remember the Cranston East, the kids, Soup Tune beat Rogers one time in the semifinal. We did the game at CCRI, and he had nine threes in that game. He was shooting from out here. Yeah. This was clutch. You're behind by 10. You make three straight, then you make another one when you're down three with 40 seconds to go. So.
4 minute overtime. We'll jump center with Jackson Hole doing it for Narragansett. And which herd is doing it for Portsmouth?
Tyler.
Tyler, the jump is controlled by the Mariners. And here we go for four more minutes with the ball. Hayden Dewey, high post. Ansaldi looking down low, nothing there. Gets it to Jackson Hole, fakes the jumper. Beyond the foul line, gives it up. Puts it in the hands of the freshman, Derek Lindsay. He backs it off. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Lindsay with it, looking around. Goes left. Hole wants to drive to the baseline. It's closed in. Finds a way to get it away. No good. Rebound. Tyler Hurd. Adam Canini the other way. Adam left of the lane. Out high. Throws up a three and misses badly this time. Well short. Here comes Degnan on the run. Has the ball knocked loose. Stolen by Portsmouth. Adam Canini stops. Takes a three and misses.
Wow, had a layup if he wanted it.
He wanted it. He had a fast break layup. He gave it up. Back the other way. Narragansett down low. Degnan is going to put it up and in and get fouled.
Yeah, Narragansett, I mean, probably Portsmouth very slow getting back that time in defense. Nobody challenged the basketball. And it's a big basket by Degnan. He's going to get a free throw.
Kyle Blau is for his foul, but Owen Degnan goes to the line to try to make it a three-point play. Degnan, senior captain, puts it up and in. Clean all the way. 58-55, Mariners. Adam Canini gives it up to Balawa, out deep, guarded by Hole. Out high, goes to Canini, driving the lane, throws it in the corner. Alves, three, no. Rebound on the floor, saved by Alves. Goes in the lane, puts it up and in.
Well, good hustle by Alves, playing hard. 58. Canini had a layup there. I'm surprised he passed that up.
Yeah, 58-57, up one. The Mariners with the ball. Degnan between the circles, guarded by Canini. Gives it up to Jackson Hole inside the arc. Pass to Ansaldi for a jumper. Yes!
Unheard, my man. Didn't hear much of him. He had two baskets in the game so far, but that's a big two. Put him up three.
Braden Ansaldi. Here's Balawa out beyond the arc, giving it up to Tyler Hurd. Now a drive on the baseline and a layup by Adam Canini.
Play before. Good job, Adam. Take what they give you.
Down one, the Patriots, 60-59. A minute 45 in overtime. Mariners by a point. Degnan gives it up. Steal. Hurd on the drive, goes up, puts up a reverse.
Good job, Tyler Hurd. Overplayed the pass. Little slow pass that time. But the Patriots got the lead with a minute 30 to go.
61-60. Mariners with the ball. Derek Lindsay running the point. Just a freshman. Angles off to the left side, goes back to the middle. Gives it up. Degnan, top of the key. Jump step, drops it down. Jackson Hole dishes it down low. Ball goes out of play. Off of a Patriot.
Narragansett doing a good job. Interior passing. Degnan to Hole, and Hole's all the way down to Ansaldi, but Portsmouth knocked it out the last second.
12 seconds left on the shot clock. A minute 12 to go in the overtime. Degnan puts it in place. Stolen away!
Thomas Hurd, big steal.
Portsmouth will bring it back. A minute 5 to go in the overtime. 61-60, Portsmouth. With the ball, they put it in the hands of Tyler Hurd. Here's Adam Canini. Dishes it off. Here's Balawa. Balawa working around the perimeter. Goes down low to Alves. Alves in the lane. Almost lost it. Turns and blocked out.
Good block by Dewey.
Aiden Dewey.
Give credit to Portsmouth. Though Galawa didn't settle for the three. The Owls had a good move to the basket, but Dewey came back and blocked that, saved the basket.
5 seconds on the shot clock. Timeout Portsmouth, and they lead it by a point with 41 seconds remaining. What a game.
This has been a very good basketball game.
Wow.
Right from the beginning, Narragansett off to a good start. Portsmouth had a great second quarter. Portsmouth had a great start to the third quarter. Narragansett came back, tied it up, and then the heroics of Panini. Either way, this game ends up. That was some performance those last 4 minutes of the fourth quarter.
This crowd, by the way, which has the stands packed behind us, are on their feet, most of them. Portsmouth has 5 seconds to get off a shot. They're going to put it in play from their over their baseline.
And they're going to probably run this screen to baseline, man, get it to Blauer in the corner.
Canini looking to put it in play. Gives it up to Balawa. Going to have to put up a shot. Does. That's not going to be any good. And it's going to go out of play.
I don't think he even realized the time on the clock. But
how could you not realize that?
I don't know.
All right, 61-60 Portsmouth, 34.6 seconds to go. In comes Jackson Hackley. Sitting down is Kyle Balawa.
I think that's more for defensive effort right now, although Balawa plays hard.
So, taking their time, coming up would be the Mariners. The ball in the hands of Hayden Dewey. Guarded by, guarded by Thomas Hurd. Now the ball in the hands of Degnan. Sees an opening, left of the lane. Stops, pops, misses, rebound. Owls down low, gets Powell.
Oh, had a real good look. Degnan had a real good look at it.
It's on Ansaldi, not on Degnan. That's his third. No shots.
Right.
He's in the rebounding. 17 seconds left. Portsmouth takes what I believe is their last timeout in overtime.
Big rebound there. What was that, Thomas Hurd on the rebound?
Yes.
Well, okay.
Boy, been a bunch of drama. And that is my understatement of the night.
Well, Narragansett has one foul to waste. There's 17 seconds. They're down one. They need to go to foul right away and then foul right away again because I don't think you can let Portsmouth get the ball over in the half court. If they'll spread it out with Canini, ball handling, Blauer, you don't want to foul either one of them. So you got to hope, try to foul Will Owls or whoever can get the ball, whoever is the least best free throw shooter. And I don't know if they have scouting information like you have when you do it. But we'll see.
Well, Tyler Hurd's 2 for 2 at the free throw line. Thomas Hurd's 2 for 2. And Kyle Balawa is 2 for 3.
Yeah, I mean, they shoot the ball very well from the foul line.
Kyle Balawa back in the lineup for Portsmouth. They'll put it in play over here underneath the Narragansett basket. The put-in pass belongs to Thomas Hurd. Portsmouth stacked up near the foul line. Comes into Adam Canini. Canini is going to get fouled right away by the youngster, Derek Lindsay. But they had that one to give.
Yeah.
No shots. Now 15 seconds to go in the game. Portsmouth up by one. And again, it will be Thomas Hurd to put it in play. It comes in to Kyle Balawa, and Balawa is going to be fouled immediately and head for the line. 13.5 seconds to go.
We get two. At worst, Narragansett will get the ball with 13.5 seconds to go. Down three, and Portsmouth tied it. We'll see what happens. And Portsmouth got nobody underneath the basket. You don't want to foul.
Kyle's free throw is around and in. It tried so hard to come out, but it spun around and dropped for the lefty, Kyle Balawa.
Yeah, good move here by Joe, putting one of the best player, best rebounder, Tyler Hurd, inside for the lane. Because if he misses, they can get it and go. He might be able to hold him up a little bit.
Second free throw is good.
All net.
And it is 63-60. Here come the Mariners calling timeout with 10 seconds to go and they'll have the ball at midcourt. 63-60, Portsmouth leading in this overtime period. A little bit of defense would be needed for the Patriots, and a really good play for the Narragansett Mariners could tie the game. There's a three-point differential here. So Portsmouth has not put it away. 9.9 seconds left in the game.
What do we have? 10-7 in this overtime so far, point-wise?
That'll be 8 for Portsmouth.
Yeah, so it's going to be 5.
And 6, 5.
Okay.
8-5,
yep.
Portsmouth.
By Ansaldi, one by Dagan, and a foul shot by Dagan. Okay. Never had to do overtime stats before. This is making me work.
All right. Let's see what these two come up with in what is likely to be the final play of this game unless we go to a second overtime.
Well, three-point shooting so far for Narragansett. Lindsay made one. That's all they've made in the second half. And in the first half, Levesque made one. And that's it. So they've only made two. See what happens.
All right. Officials are set. Defense is set. Offense is ready to go. Mariners with the ball. Down by 3. Degnan has it. Goes in the corner. Here's a shot from the corner that is no good. Weak side rebound. Al, foul before the buzzer. We're going to be done, and we're going to be winning in the Portsmouth side of things.
They ran a play for Dewey. He took a long three from the corner. It was a little too long. No chance of going in, but still, I think there's a half a second to go when the foul was committed.
So, going to have some free throws first. And then the buzzer will go off. And taking the free throws will be Will Alves. Portsmouth is up by 3. It's just a question of whether it'll be more than 3. 2 free throws here for Will Alves.
1.2 on the clock still.
Oh, they put up quick and on. Lefty puts one up and misses.
Oh, Bob.
One more. If he puts it down, it's a wrap.
Oh, what happened there?
Something that Portsmouth did, and they don't get another free throw.
I think somebody walked away from the lane. I don't know. Will Al's got the ball. He bounced it.
And now they wave that off.
Yeah, I think he missed the first. The ball went back to him, and I think he gave it back to the officials or something.
So Will Al's will get one more with 1.2 seconds on the clock.
Miss on purpose. No. No, it'll be 4 points. Make it, Will.
He's a lefty. The free throw is good.
I want it.
4-point lead, 64-60, and the game is over.
Heck of a basketball game and a playoff game, too. That says a lot.
64-60. Portsmouth survives somehow against a real gritty Narragansett team.
Yeah, real good. That was a good performance by Narragansett. Boston didn't play their best game at times. Just didn't shoot the ball well, especially Canini and Blauer had a long stretch. But I tell you, Narragansett did everything they could. They executed their half-court offense well. They finally did some good things against the press, and just very, very lucky to come out with a win tonight.
All right. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back. Recap the scoring, the game, and pick a Portsmouth player of the game. Stay with us.
West Main Pizza in Portsmouth welcomes you for dining in or taking out. All safety protocols are in place as you get ready to select from West Main's award-winning menu, including those incredible pizzas, calzones, nachos, subs, burgers, salads, and much more. Plus, there's West Main's assortment of domestic, imported, and specialty beers, along with some wine. Since 1996, West Main Pizza, 1620 West Main Road. For takeout, 683-1492. And check out westmainpizzari.com.
Newport Propane and the Sherman family have been serving Rhode Islanders for nearly 60 years. At Newport Propane, we take pride in offering the very best customer service to clients who are truly part of our extended family. And when it comes to our installations, our customers receive only the best, with work that stands up like no other to the challenges that our beautiful coastline provides. Come join the Newport Propane family and see why so many fellow Rhode Islanders already have.
If you live or run a business in Rhode Island, odds are your electric bill is increasing. Luckily, A1 Roofing's here to help. Call 265-1019 today for a free solar consultation to learn how A1 can lower or eliminate your electric bill. Don't have a generator and want to keep power in a storm? Ask A1 about battery storage. Interested in getting an electric vehicle down the road? Ask A1 about installing a charging station at your home or business. A1 Roofing is here to help you go green in partnership with the Master Electricians at Beacon Solar.
Back here at Portsmouth High School, it is a final. Portsmouth 64 and Narragansett 60. Two tight games being played here in this one. In the earlier game with the girls, it was 57-53 Portsmouth. Individual scoring for the Mariners, leading the way with 18 points is Owen Degnan. 16 points for Jackson Hole. 10 points for Braden Ansaldi. And we had 6 points for Aiden Clancy, 5 for Chris Levesque, 3 for Derek Lindsay, and a basket for Hayden Dewey. For the Patriots, just 5 in the scoring column, led by Adam Canini, who pours in 25 points. Also in double figures, Kyle Bulawa with 14 and Thomas Hurd with 13. 6 points apiece for Tyler Hurd and for Will Alves. What's your gut over there, Mr. Dias?
Wow, I don't know. I'm trying to read my paper. Well, it just came down. Portsmouth with a three-point shot in that fourth quarter. They were 7 of 16 in the second half. And then the first half, what were they in the first half? Let's see, 3 of 17. So they shot 10 for 34, but there were 7 very big ones. And when they got the ball inside, they shot 50% in both halves from inside the basket. So I had them for 14 for 30 in the second half shooting total, which isn't bad, and after being just 8 for 31. But Narragansett, give them credit. They shot 16 to 30 in the second half. They only took 5 threes in that second half, made one. Lindsay made a long one. But, they got the ball inside. They pounded it, and they pounded it, and they beat the press. But the big discrepancy in the foul shots in the second half, Portsmouth was 9 of 11, Narragansett 1 of 2. Narragansett only went to the foul line 1 of 2 and 1 of 2 in each half. So 2 of 4, and Portsmouth was 12 of 16. So just a great game. I mean, you got to give Portsmouth the individual performance of Canini, but the team effort by Narragansett after the last time they were here, they did not play well. The game wasn't as close as the final score. So, but playoffs. It's always different. And got to give the Patriots credit. They had just enough to get to overtime. And then when they got to overtime, they even got behind in the overtime. And they allowed them to come back. Big plays, big steal by Tyler Hurd. I think that might have been the play of the game. I think Portsmouth was either down one or tied at the time. They made a pass from the point to the wing, and he anticipated, went down, got the layup, got the steal and the layup, and that pretty much put them ahead, and they were able to do some things. But, Bulawa, after the third quarter, really didn't have any impact on this game. I don't know if they drew up all those threes by Canini. And even though in the overtime he took two real long ones early, and he didn't have to, but when you were feeling it like he did, you just got to, in the moment, you take them.
All right, we're going to take our last timeout. When we come back, we'll name our Portsmouth High School player of the game and see if Mr. Ochi can find his way over here for a little post-game thoughts. We'll be back in a minute.
The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, a local favorite since 1980 and a longtime supporter of Aquidneck Island youth sports programs.
The Brick Alley is the 2022 winner as Newport's best restaurant, as well as being a past winner of Rhode Island Restaurant of the Year. There is something for everyone at the Brick. Anytime's a great time to do the Brick's famous nacho platters, their award-winning burgers, steaks, and seafood dishes, and so much more. Just as in the world of sports, teamwork is everything at the Brick Alley, so come on in and see what the incredible team at the Brick can do for you. The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant is open 7 days a week, serving lunch and dinner. For more information, go to brickalley.com or stop in. The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, 140 Thames, downtown Newport, a classic dining experience since 1980.
We are back at Portsmouth High School, and we are going to talk with Portsmouth head coach, Mr. Joe Ochi, who's going to shake hands with his opposing coach, Mr. Bill Rattini. So, Mr. Ochi,
yes,
your opinion of this game?
Well, it was a strange game. It was a little bit ugly. Yeah, a couple of times I'm thinking to myself, we deserved to lose. And two of our guys, I think, bailed us out. Adam Canini, with that 3 or 4 minute stretch he had in the fourth quarter when he was feeling it. And honestly, the whole game long, I thought Tyler Hurd played a great game.
Oh, we kind of like what Thomas Hurd was doing as well.
Thomas was doing a lot of good things, but Tyler was, I thought, a little bit of everything.
Okay.
And we were, I don't know where we were. It was our poorest offensive first half, maybe of the season. And I give some credit to Narragansett.
Yeah, 9 points in the first quarter.
I know.
And your two big guys couldn't get that ball to go down.
Nothing
in the basket
would go down.
Yeah, he took 17 threes in that first half. He shot the ball real quick against that 1-3-1 that they came out in early. And then, you know, when you finally decided to do some things, they came out of it. But, I thought offensively in the first half, you were just way too quick.
Yeah.
Way too quick.
I agree. We were way too quick, and we also missed a couple of easy early looks, and it made us tentative.
Will Alves missed two layups to start the game.
Yes, he did.
But he went strong to basket. It just didn't fall, and that happens sometimes.
And I have to remind myself that we're mostly underclassmen, and some little things like that can do that. You know,
I don't know how many times that ball went down into the basket and somehow came out.
I know.
That was just bad
Kyle
luck.
Kyle had a few of those.
Yes. And and then when you needed to get something, especially in the second half, things started going your way.
They did. And we got just enough.
Yes, you did. We were impressed by what Narragansett did with the fight. With the never give up attitude.
Yes, you're right. They worked very hard.
They played good. I mean, last time they're here, they didn't play with that time of discipline, you know. But once they beat the press, they went to score. They finally started getting the ball to the block instead of the corners. But give them credit. But you know, the young freshman for them came in, did a good job.
He came in and Degnan had a good game.
Yeah, Degnan had a good game.
Degnan had a very good game.
Shot late, but that's okay.
And we were burning all of our timeouts trying to remind our bottom guys of how to defend the flex, and they just kept getting it right in the same spot.
Yeah,
and we were falling asleep against it.
Now we have you headed for Barrington now.
At Barrington, I believe Tuesday.
Okay, and that'll be nice and challenging.
It will be. Hey, we played a great game against them last time.
Yep.
Well, you guys did that game? Or
I don't think so.
No, I don't think you did.
So.
Yeah, we had a lead at halftime, and we were playing them neck and neck. Tyler got in foul trouble in that game.
Okay.
And that's when he got in foul trouble, they're big. They're
Mr. Rafa, is that Mr.
No, Rafa's son's
not shooter. Rafa, the other one.
The big kid.
Yeah, I'm just drawing a blank
six,
on his
seven.
Name.
He's a good
yeah,
player.
He. That's when he went off. He had 14 in the fourth quarter once we had to pull Tyler off him.
Yep.
So
okay.
I know Tyler wants another chance at him.
Well,
I'd like another chance at him.
Well, you You've got another chance,
we
Adam,
got it.
As a matter of fact.
Yeah.
This was a battle. This was one.
This was. It was a battle. And but
playoff,
you know what?
Games are battles. Playoff games are battles. You,
yeah.
You win. You play your season to get to tonight.
To this point.
And
correct.
If you can win tonight, you're moving on. You know, so it's a whole new start.
You're
but,
right.
You know, I just thought complimentary players weren't as effective tonight. You know, you didn't get anything off the bench from Hackley. You know, Will had a big three. I'll give
yes,
you.
Yes, yes,
Will
did.
Had a big three in the second half and another basket. But
he's another fighter.
Yeah.
Gets down low and battles everybody.
Yeah.
Doesn't maybe always win, but boy, he's right there to give it a shot.
Yes, he is.
He's a good man. Now, we were talking about the Herds as a player of the game, but once Mr. Canini got into his thing and started throwing up threes like layups, it's hard to ignore 25 points, 16 in the second half. He was a
wow.
savior.
Yes, he was.
12 in 2 minutes.
He had 12 in 2 minutes? Wow.
Yeah, hit four straight threes.
Yeah. Just kept coming
I
up
see
court
the four
and throwing
right
them
here.
In.
Yeah.
It was,
you were down 12 or 10.
We were down 10.
Three in a row. They got a basket. Then he come back and hit another one to tie it.
Well, then he deserves it.
Oh, yeah, he did. And, so, you know, he had a lot of shots that didn't fall for him.
I know.
And he missed his first 8 shots in the second half.
Which is very unusual for him, too. He is a much better shooter than that.
Well, sophomore. Who does he think he is?
I know.
Well, I know. It's a good, hard-earned win, Mr. Ochi, and we wish you the best in Barrington.
Yeah.
That is not a gym that is conducive to broadcasting. It's
no,
very
but it is
small.
A good shooting gym.
Well,
yeah,
good. Then maybe you get
close
some
ends.
Good shots.
Two yeah. close ends.
But the
yeah.
girls came away with a close one. You come away with a close one. And the Portsmouth legend grows.
Keep going.
Hey, like I said, survive in advance.
That tonight was.
Yeah.
Good way to put it.
Appreciate you coming over.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Joe. Okay, Joe.
All righty then. And I
thank
think,
you,
by the way, do you have any individual stuff or did you put it all
I
away?
I didn't. Well, like I said, I thought Thomas Hurd had himself a very, very good game. Let me just see what I got. He had buku rebounds. I know that. Let's see. Thomas Hurd. I had him for 6 in that first half. We don't need Olivia Durant's. Thomas Hurd, he had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So he had 11 rebounds. What do you have? 11 points? 13 points?
13 points.
13 points, 11 rebounds. Played the whole game. I don't know if he came out. Will Owls had him for 5 rebounds. I believe that was in the first half. And he had 2 in the second. So he had 7 rebounds. Tyler, I didn't see as much on the boards as maybe Joe did as far as what he did to help him out. He only had 4. But, you know, the guards shot the ball a lot tonight. Balawa, you know, I got him for 3. I got 4. 4 for about 15 from the floor. Now the regular good shooting night. And Canini in the second half, like I said, he was 5 for 14, but there were 4 big ones. He had a good first half. He was 3 of 8 in the first half. So overall, you know, they got bailed out tonight by a great performance by a young sophomore, and it's just the confidence that he took those shots with. I mean,
well,
they were down 12, and he made the first one. Then he didn't even hesitate the next 3 times on the floor.
Well, 22-22 at the half. 37-35 Portsmouth going into the fourth quarter, 55-55 to force overtime, and in the extra period, Portsmouth outscores Narragansett 9-5 for the win of 64-60. Now, I haven't checked other messages, but earlier we got some scores from the other games with a big win for Middletown as they came away with an upset win. And let's see, Rogers also with a win. They won 58-38 in their first round game. And then we had Middletown taking their game. Holy cow, I'm just looking at numbers from the Middletown win. Pat Cranson, 32 points, 11 rebounds.
Wow, he had a little small court. He must have been tough there. He probably shot from the floor very well, I'm sure. The small gym is Shea, but a good shooting gym. It really is.
And Roberto Figueres, 17 points and 10 rebounds.
Well, the guards had, what, 49 points?
49 points out of the 62.
Wow.
Middletown wins it 62-50 and moves on with a big upset win. Rogers moves on The Portsmouth girls move on. The Portsmouth boys move on. All to be playing early next week on the road. So we will be bringing you some kind of playoff action. Well, Mr. Dias won't. He'll be otherwise occupied. I know he's got stuck going to Aruba for a couple of weeks. So
need a break.
You get one coming. All right. That's going to do it for tonight, though. So congratulations to both the Portsmouth boys and the girls for a close win. Our thanks go out to Mr. Keith Corey, the athletic director here at Portsmouth High School, for his invaluable assistance. Also to our producer and director, Mr. Calder Wensick, for another fine job. And we'll be bringing you probably some playoff action early next week. I don't know for sure, but it might end up being the Portsmouth girls at Ponagansett. And we'll work on that. In the meantime, that's it for us from Portsmouth High School. For Mr. Dias, Mr. Angel here, and have yourself a good weekend coming up.
This live and local basketball coverage has been presented by Horican Financial, also brought to you by O'Brien's Pub, Dust of White Sotheby's International Realty, West Main Pizza, A1 Roofing and Construction, Midtown Oyster Bar, Clements Marketplace, The Brick Alley Pub and Restaurant, R&R Construction, Newport Propane, and Salve Regina University. This has been a sports exclusive from WADK FM 101.1 and WADK.com.
Ditch our American cars because we couldn't afford to put gas in them. Not a good time. And then this U.S. hockey team comes along and beats up the big bad Russians. And it came as a shock to the cynical broadcasters